perish. We must protect our souls from all our foes. But if the price is paid for we hold dear, then let us die without the shred of fear.
Get up, I'm hiding your love. Good evening, wonderful people, great dear friends, wherever you are. This very evening, on this very day, we welcome you to another live presentation on this very glorious platform. It is a live presentation because today is the 16th day of May, 17th day of May, rather. In the year of our Most High Elohim, 2020, the time now is exactly 7 minutes past the top of the hour. Regardless of where you are residing, where you are living, where you are domiciled, I welcome you to another epic and explosive expository display of the very finest order. We have come to expose that is hidden. We have come to remind ourselves of the cost of nonchalantness. We have come this evening that heaven and earth may bear witness to that which IPOB is doing and will continue to do until Biafra is restored and beyond. We have come to let mankind and humanity testify not only to the goodness of the Most High Elohim, but to say that in their time there was IPOB and they preached the gospel of heaven. Chukwokikabiyama listened to their cry and they became free men and women. If you haven't listened to us before, it is a unique privilege, I can assure you. Wherever you are listening to us from, it is incumbent upon you also to ensure that this very gospel is propagated to the ends of the earth. Because we are not like any other. This very platform, this Radio Biafra, is listened to across the entire 24 time zones on this very planet. Bar none, we are unstoppable. We are the largest mass movement in the whole world. We are not sponsored by anybody. We are not financed by anybody. Chukwokika Biama in heaven is in absolute control. And that is why Biafra will come, not minding all the shenanigans of the Janjaweed, not minding all the plots of the wicked, not minding the iniquitous disposition of Ohanaeze Ndiatoro and Dioshi and the Igbo governors. We are marching ahead relentlessly. They have come into our land, but we shall meet them. We will confront them sooner rather than later. And I can assure you, we are going to emerge victorious. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening and good night to some of you, wherever you are listening to us from, wherever you are domiciled. We have come to preach the gospel of heaven. We have come that the light of Elohim may shine upon us. We have come that the promises of old may be fulfilled in the lives of those who are the children of light. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I welcome you this very evening, and as I do so, please, I will encourage you to speak to those around you to also welcome them. I expect you to propagate this very link to the ends of this very earth. I expect you to let your friends and your family know. And for those of you that have left their homes this evening to listen to the broadcast in the car outside, pretending you're making a call, I also welcome you. There are those who are hiding inside the cupboard. There are those who have now said to their wives that they have a job to do in the basement. They have run away. They have gone to listen to us. That their lives may be enriched. That their understanding may grow exponentially. That their encapsulation of what is happening in the damnable zoological republic may make sense to them. That is why we are here, to preach this very gospel of heaven uncompromisingly and steeped in the truth that it should come with and that it always has to come with. We must pray this very evening before we proceed, because we have a lot to get through today. As always, we are going to be interactive. Our lines are not open yet. Please, I suggest you do not call us. Our lines are not open. When I will open the line, or when eventually we do open the line, I will inform you accordingly. Right now, we must hand over our proceedings to the Most High. And this very evening, I got very interesting, messages from people who begin to question what we are doing with our faith. And in order to reassure them and to all those who are listening, that we hear the Ten Commandments is key. That is why we are going to pray the prayer of Yeshua. A very simple prayer, because the disciples asked him, Lord, how do you want us to pray? And Yeshua said to them, this is the way you pray. By Yeshua, I mean Jesus Christ to Western European Christians. We must pray. Our Father who art in heaven, because there is no other like thee, there are no two or three gods, it is only you, indivisible, Ancient of Days. Thou art in heaven, because you reside in the firmament of the unknown. You inhabit the realm of the spirit. You are not flesh, you are not man. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, because there is none like thee. Thy kingdom will come on this very earth, as you have promised us in the land of Biafra. Let thy will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. Give us this very day our daily bread, even in coronavirus season. For we have no other God apart from thee. Yeshua was asked, how do we pray? And Yeshua said, there is only one God in heaven. And he said, Nani kebini gwe kahage den sokale zege bia keme hena cho. Dike se me yani gwe keme kuyo tuwa no wa. Nyani rita anke gesura nyo poche ta. Bagarani meje di kanyo wani. Siwe bagarani menani yo jo. Ebi barani ni mo wa. Kama sopotani na kacho inye. Ni hina leze ni nebunkegi. Ike ni nebunkegi. Otito ni nebunkegi. Sita nebigebi maruwe nebigebi. He said, that is the prayer of heaven. That was the prayer that Yeshua prayed to show there is no other God apart from one indivisible God in heaven. Elohim Adonai El Shaddai, God of creation, the only creator of everything that is created but none created him, everlasting, from generation to generation, immortal God, indivisible God, the God of the ancients. There is nothing to be compared to thee. No mortal flesh can be compared to thee, because you're eternal. And as you have taught us to pray, so have we prayed tonight, that Biafra may come, that your temple may be built in Arochukwu, that once again your children will be able to worship you in truth and in every honesty, that all the confusion may disappear, and that we may come today to offer thee glory, because only you is worthy to be praised. May your name be adored forever and ever, we pray. He said, we must proceed this very evening. And for those who do not know, I will recommend that you go on Google and you type in the Lord's Prayer. Because Jesus Christ was asked by his disciples, Master, Rabbi, teach us how to pray. And he taught them how to pray. And it is our Father who art in heaven, to signify there is no other God apart from the God in heaven. Very practical. We must preach the gospel of truth, this very gospel of redemption, this very gospel of hope, this very gospel of renewal, that humanity may bear us witness. Some people complain they don't get notifications when we start our broadcast because you have not liked the page where you are listening from. If you come to my page, Martin Namdekano on Facebook, there are many of them, of course. You need to like it that you may be able to get notifications when we are live and direct. Because the enemies are working. They are working overtime. But we are overcoming them. Because unlike any other, we are transmitting, should I say, simulcasting on Facebook. We are on Radio Biafra app. We are on FM. We are on satellite. We are on TuneIn. We are on Garden Radio. We are on Simple Radio. If you type in Radio Biafra, they will take you to where you will listen to this very broadcast live this very evening, morning, night, noon, depending on where you are. Because the zoo is collapsing. The zoo is gone. It is our responsibility to highlight the inadequacies of the damnable contraption, that mankind may know that there is no country called Nigeria. It is dead, long gone, and buried. Today, I will also use some of the history lessons that I have been giving on my Facebook page. I will also allude to some of the things, and should I say some of the comments, that we have been receiving. I will use them to also augment our program this very evening. I will suggest that those of you who can go to my page also do so as you're listening. If you scroll through the posts I have made since Wednesday, you will see some of the issues that we will be discussing this very evening, because, as I have said, just before we came on air, somebody kept saying to me, where is the map of Biafra? And I said to them, are you that dumb? Are you that stupid? Did you not see that Ojukwu had a map when he was, when Biafra was declared? Have you not seen the map of Biafra on Google? Have you not seen the map of Biafra all over the place? But they kept insisting. They said, you are not Ojukwu, you are Namdekano. You said Elohim sent you to do this very job. Therefore, show us the boundaries of Biafra. And as I have always preached in the past, I was led in the spirit to reveal what I never intended to reveal to mortal minds. I said to him, if you're traveling, or should I say, if you're entering Biafra land from anywhere, from the north, from the east, or from the west, because you cannot approach Biafra from the sea. And I said to them, as you're traveling along, you will see many people, you will see many women, you will see many traditions, you will see many cultures, but as soon as you see women tying two-piece wrapper, you know you're in the land of Biafra. Anywhere they stop tying two-piece of wrapper, you know you are at the boundary of Biafra. He was flabbergasted. He couldn't understand it. And then I proceeded to say to him, do you know the meaning of a nation? He said, Nigeria is a nation. I said, no, Nigeria is not a nation. It is not even a country. Nigeria is a contraption. Whereas Biafra is a nation. And he was wondering, he kept pressing me, how can you say Biafra is a nation? It doesn't exist. And I said to him, Biafra have been existing for over 5,000 years. Biafra existed before Zamfara came. Biafra existed before Bini came. And Bini and Zamfara are the two oldest kingdoms you have in the whole of West Africa. Kanem Bronu came later on. And he was confused, he was perplexed. And I told him that we are educated. We are polished and we are refined. Everything we tell you is the truth. Everything we tell you is the gospel. Nigeria is not a nation. Biafra is a nation. And this evening, very methodically and academically, I will school you through all the steps and all the indices of a nation, that you may know that Nigeria is not a nation and can never be. To prove it once and for all and to put it to bed tonight, that Biafra is indeed a nation. a nation before Britain. Biafra is older than Greece. Biafra is older than any other nation that I can think of. Perhaps going back to Mesopotamia. Biafra is very, very old, and I want to prove it to you what makes a nation, that those things are lacking in the zoo called Nigeria. I'll prove it to you tonight. We are taking a tour in academia tonight before we get to the Janjaweed flooding into our homes in Biafra land and what they're doing to us and what we must do individually and collectively to ensure that our next generation will inherit the land of Biafra. Now, listen very carefully, please. If you don't have your pen and your paper ready with you, then you're missing something. Because I don't want to go or answer this question again. I want to put it to bed tonight. Those who don't know the meaning of a nation, I want to put the entire argument to bed tonight and to demonstrate not only convincingly, but irrefutably, that Biafra is the only nation that you have in the damnable contraption. Now listen to the definition of a nation and why our mothers. I said it live on air many, many years ago that any day our mothers come out to join what we are doing, that Biafra will come. And I'm glad that we are coming. And do you know one thing is that Biafra is a mother nation. We say motherland, we don't say fatherland. And we say motherland for a reason. Because everything about our culture, the way we are, who we are, is embodied in our women, in our mothers. When you hear about people talking about feminism and to give women more rights and equal power, and I say to them, you have not been to Biafra. That in Biafra land, our women are the people who actually run our day-to-day lives. That is how it's always been. I have not heard of where women are discussing in the village and men will come out to talk. It's not done anywhere. Not in Biafra land. That is why Chukwuefike Abiama used our mothers to give us the boundary of Biafra. All the way from Edo State. All the way from Benue State. Right down to the Atlantic Ocean. Anywhere they tie two-piece wrapper. That is the land of Biafra. And I will prove to you why that is the case. You know, some idiots are saying, oh, but you can't, hey, are you telling me, it's just rap? I said, because you know nothing. Academically, you are nobody. Absolutely nobody. Because if you can see in the spirit, you will be able to appreciate what we are trying to teach you. Now, listen carefully. A nation state is a state in which, listen carefully, in which a great majority, listen, shares the same culture and is conscious of it. They did not say language. They did not say religion. They did not say social habits. They said, you must share the same culture. I repeat, not religion, not language, not social. They said culture. And you must be aware of it. The nation state, listen carefully to it, go to Google and Google it. Define a nation. I'm coming. Listen carefully, please. A nation state is an ideal in which cultural boundaries match up with political boundaries. Do you understand it now? A nation is a place where the culture begins and ends. In other words, people that share the same culture. Not the same language, not the same religion, but the same culture. And what is that one culture that binds the whole of Biafra together, regardless of where you come from? Because as I was doing my research, you know, it seems to me that Ishekiri is in doubt or in dispute. I saw the way that Ishekiri women dress. I looked at the way that Yoruba women dress. It's not the same. I looked at the way Ishekiri women dress. I looked at the way Efik women dress and it's the same. I looked at the way that Efik women dress. The way Igbo women dress is the same. I looked at how Igbo women dress. I looked at how a banker dress is the same. I looked at a banker. I looked at Idoma. It is the same. I looked at Idoma. And I saw the same thing in Ijaw. I saw the same thing in Urobo. I saw the same thing in Isoko. I saw the same thing everywhere you look. It is the same thing our mothers actually defined who we are, where we come from, and where we should be heading. Because they said to me that in Wari, you have the Olu of Wari. It is Yoruba. And I said to them, no. Look at your mom. Your mom should tell you who you are. Because that is what people say, we speak our mother's tongue. What is your mother tongue? What is your mother's tongue? And I said to them earlier today in the post that I made on my Facebook page, and I said to them, if you want to know if you're a Biafran or not, go and look at your mom's wardrobe. I'm not asking you to go and start looking for your mother's underwear. I said, look at your mom's wardrobe. Look at her when she's dressed up to attend women's meeting. Look at your mother. Headscarf, blouse, Two-piece wrapper. And where we come from, how you know a woman has just been married or newly married is the way she ties her two-piece wrapper. That's how you know a newly married woman. If you go to the village, you're struggling to find out who has been recently married. Look at the way they tie the two-piece wrapper. They can never get it right. It's an art. And this art is performed in Idoma, in Igala, in Igede, in Igbo land, all over. Of course, Anyoma is Igbo. Let me not even go there. All over in Ishekiri. It is there in Ishekiri. They tie two-piece wrapper. In Ijaw, two-piece wrapper. Efik, two-piece wrapper. Oron Eket, two-piece wrapper. Headscarf and blouse everywhere. I posted it on my page, and I asked people to tell me the difference. Tell me who are. They said, Igbo women. Igbo is Africa. I said, no, it is not. You are looking at your mothers from all over Biafra land. All over Biafra land. And they looked at the picture of a Yoruba woman. They saw the picture of a Fulani woman. Even Fulani do not dress like Hausa women. Hausa doesn't dress like Kanuri women. But we allowed ourselves to be balkanized. We allowed ourselves to be divided. We allowed ourselves to be ground into the dust by a combination of three deadly factors. Three. It was started by Britain. They taught Fulani. Fulani convinced Yoruba. They all ganged up against us. Their aim is to divide. So that when you're coming to Biafra land and you enter inside Benue, they say, oh no, this is not who. But look at your mother and look at the way they dress in Sokoto. Is it the same? The people that they're telling you is more closely related to you. You don't have anything in common. I don't even want to go to the fact that in Idoma land, in 280 years ago in Idoma land, when they came, they killed and they pillaged Idoma land. The Janjaweed came. What is happening now has happened before. It has happened three times in our history. They went to Yoruba land and they took Ilorin from them. They came to our land. They never succeeded. They only managed to take some parts of Igala. Only the northern part of Igala. But the southern part of Igala remained very strong. They couldn't take them to Sokoto. And many men died in that very war. If you're from Anambra State and you have an elderly man tonight in Anambra, anybody who is over 100 years old in Anambra and a man that has got all the thinking faculties intact, go to him and ask him, did your father ever tell you, or people, is there any legend in your village that there was a time there were no men in the Idoma land? That Igbo men had to go to Idoma land to impregnate the women to give birth to sons and to daughters according to the Bible. What the Bible said should happen. Did that ever happen or not? Ask any elderly man in Anambra right now, the over 100 years old and can articulate properly. Ask him, did you ever hear of people, men from Anambra going into Idoma land and Enugu? Enugu and Anambra going to Idoma land to go and make sure that their women procreate to give birth to the next generation of Edoma or not? Ask them. And you'll be shocked. And as they are dividing us and they are coming, they divide and they conquer you. As they are divided, they carved off Edoma, they carved off Egede, they conquered them. Say, oh, you're part of the north. Ask them, what is the title of the overall traditional ruler of Edoma land? He is called Ochi Edoma. Ochi Edoma means Oyenachi Edoma. A simple Igbo word. Ochi, somebody, a ruler. Oyenachi, Oyenachi, Ochi. Ochi Edoma is called. And as I said about 2 weeks ago, or should I say a week ago, they have 4 market days. The name of their first child, a girl, is Ada. And somebody who is answering Fatima from Mali, all the way from Mali, will come into Edoma. Hey, Igbo man is your problem, oh! And you that is telling that Igbo man is your problem, he cannot even differentiate between an Igbo woman and an Edoma woman, or an Igbo woman and an Igede woman. They cannot tell. Because when they start killing you in the north, they are pursuing women wearing a blouse and two-piece wrapper. They're not going to ask you, oh, are you Igbo? They will kill everybody. It doesn't matter if you're a Job. It doesn't matter if you're a Shekiri. It doesn't matter if you're a Urobo. Because you will tie two-piece wrapper. That's how you know a responsible mother in Biafra land. Before you get married, you can be tying that wrapper that is like above the knee. Once you're married, you go two-piece wrapper, isn't it? That's how you know a responsible married woman. Is that not correct? Now you tell me why somebody selling furadununu, wearing a Fulani peteri, will now convince you that you are not related to an Igbo person. Whereas you, your own mother and an Igbo woman is exactly the same. And you also circumcise on the 8th day after a male child is born. Why I'm saying all these things this evening is to try and prove to you that our boundaries are well defined. Our boundaries reside in our mothers. Because Biafra is a motherland, it's not a fatherland, it is a motherland. Our women, they are like a vessel. They contain everything you need to know about Biafra. If you're intelligent enough, if you're attentive enough, if you're understanding enough, if you can get away from Yoruba media disastrous brain damage, you will understand what I'm saying and what I'm telling you. Therefore, now let me ask you this question. Is a majority of Nigerians, they share the same culture? The answer is no. Even Kanuri in the north, the only thing tying Kanuri to Fulani is religion, is Islam. The only thing, the two things tying Hausa to Fulani, their women don't even dress the same. The only thing tying Hausa to Fulani is language, Hausa language, and religion. That's all. Do they have anything, any cultural affinity in their side? No. The Fulanis, they have MS. You don't have MS in Borno. It was when the Fulanis came and introduced the MS. Before the Fulanis came, they had the Shehu of Borno, not an MS. Before the Fulanis came, the Hausas had kings, not emirs. So even culturally, they have nothing in common. Absolutely nothing in common. But the collective idiocy and stupidity of the native nations within the contraption called Nigeria is what gave Fulani the leeway to be doing what they're doing. And we must all be wiser. That is why they have decimated the Middle Belt. And now they're coming to the east. And as they are coming, you will not hear any Yoruba newspaper write about it or say that what is happening is bad. I have been trying to read an editorial from a Yoruba newspaper condemning what the Janjaweed are doing in their march down south. I have not seen it anywhere. Which goes to show that Yoruba media are working with them to conquer us. And that is why I am angry with them. That is why I vent my frustrations. And I tell them. And they say, oh, he hates Yoruba. No, I don't. I hate your media. I hate their lies. And I hate what they're doing. because one day you will get it. They know if they attack Yoruba land first, that I will give order and command to men. Men will go and fight alongside Yoruba men. But the Fulanis, they know that if they attack the east first, they know Yoruba will not come. They know that very well. Because Yoruba is half Christian and half Muslim. Are you telling me that Muslims are fighting jihad in the east, and the Yoruba Muslim will allow other Yoruba Christians to go and fight in the east? Of course not. Of course not. Now you understand the dilemma the Yoruba nation is in. And I have been able to prove to you tonight that the only thing that binds a nation together is cultural affinity. And they must be conscious of it. It is that consciousness that the white man removed through Willing's Commission. It is that consciousness that Fulani removed through waging this war of Cross River State, of River State. And I will come to that later. Have you ever wondered or asked yourself the reason why all our states are named after a river, but not in the north? Do you have any river Sokoto in the north? Any river Katsina in the north? Any river Kanu in the north? Are you telling me they don't have rivers? Do you have any river Maiduguri or River Borno? Why is it that, have you ever asked yourself that question? Why is it in the south they always name us after our own river? The rivers that we named, they now give the name back to us. Anambra is a river. Imo is a river. They even named us after a tributary. Delta. They don't have any name in Igbo. They just said rivers. River, just river anywhere. On the other side is Cross River, which is River Cross. Have you asked yourself why? I will tell you tonight. The reason why they name you after river was what the white man told the Fulani to do. Can't you see? We came here and we named you Nigeria because it made it easier for us to control you. If I give you a name that has no meaning, if I name you after a river that you actually named, now we are giving you the name, it means you cannot look beyond that river for your history and who you are. I'll give you another example. We are the Israelites over the years. Despite all the persecution, they never abandoned Israel or the word Jew, which means somebody who comes from Judea. Imagine the level of persecution Israelis went through all over the world. Imagine if the world had succeeded in taking away that name from them, Jew. What would have become of them today? That was exactly what the white man did. Now, when the white man was living, the British people were very, very clever. Do you know why? They said, for us to continue to control Nigeria the way it is, we need idiots in power. And for us to have idiots in power, we need to subdue the only people that gives problem, the only people that don't like slavery, the Igbo people. Understand this very well. Do you know why? Because all the British colonies in the West Indies, it's always Igbo slaves that rose against their master. All the rebellion. Do you know it was an Igbo man that defeated Napoleon to gain Haiti's independence? So they ganged up and said, no, you see, don't allow them, Igbo. Hey, no, don't allow them. Do you see where the hatred is coming from? It's not that they hate us for the sake of it. British told them, these people are industrious, they are blessed by God. By Igbo, I mean the whole of Biafra. For your information. For your information. If you don't know Urobo is Igbo, go and check your history. Go and check their names. Everything I tell is gospel. Go and check it now. The same way they're telling us that Aniama is not Igbo. Idiots. And they're in the minority. The thing is that they have the backing of Yoruba media and the finance from the Fulani. Go and destroy yourselves. Go back to your villages and destroy you. And that's what they're doing with your post of them. With one idiot running around America, following me with an expired constitution. I want you to understand their game before I tell you why they are coming into our land to kill us. Now you're following me, aren't you? Now you understand their game, don't you? Now you see where they are going. Now you are following, isn't it? Now, because Biafra is the only nation you have, because Biafran people are industrious, we are geniuses. Mechanics are born from the stomach. Scientists are born. Our mothers give birth to us, and we are doctors. We don't have to go to school. Nobody can take it from us. That's how Elohim made us. Chukwokike Abiama created a Biafran woman to give birth to scientists, to give birth to rebels, those who will say no to injustice. That's how we are. And to break that, the white man brought the Willings Commission. Overnight they said, there are manatees in the east, oh, let's break them. But there are no manatees in the west. People forgot that if not for the conquest, war of conquest, from Oyo Empire, the Elages and the Jebus will not be Yoruba today. It was conquest, war. They're not the same people. They're not. They're not the same. They are not the same people. But they saw us how our culture is there. You know, Elohim is wonderful. Elohim have been saying, I wish they can see. Until God in heaven gave us the revelation. Why are you bothering yourself? Suffering yourself? You want to draw map here? You want to draw map there? Go and beg them. Elohim said, don't beg anybody to join Biafra. Do not beg them. But instead, tell them the bitter truth. Make them angry. Tell them the truth. And they will see the stupidity of their ways. They will understand that you are all one. I made you one. Elohim said, ask them to watch every Sunday morning or meeting, August meeting of women. Watch them. Look at the way you marry women. Is it not the same thing across the board? Everywhere I'm asking. Is it not the same thing? Don't your daughters dress the same way? Are you not the same people? Go and look at your mothers the way they dress. The same way they dress in Idoma. In Lower Benue, is that not how they dress in Ajo, in the coast? Is it not the same dressing? If you are different people, why would I dress your mother the same way? And I knelt down and I said to Elohim, I bless your holy name. He said, what map are you looking for? Keep traveling. Keep traveling, he said. Marine, keep traveling. Anywhere they stop tying two-piece rubber, that is my boundary. That is the land I gave to your ancestors to inhabit. And you're a nation because you share a cultural affinity and you are conscious of it. And today I'm explaining to the whole world that we may all become conscious of it. Because a nation state is ideal. Perfect nation are those that have cultural boundaries that match up with their political boundaries. We are not asking for anybody else. We are asking for our own, because I don't want my children or their children's children to go and fight the Fulani, because they will always be on the warpath. That is their nature. That is who they are. Ever since they came to the zoo, in fact, they are mad from Futajalon. Always war. Always war. They will be warring. If there is nobody to fight, they start fighting themselves. Look at what Boko Haram is doing. I don't want tomorrow, you see, these two boys that Elohim gave me, we are fighting for them and their generation. Then they will not have to get up to go and fight to reclaim Idoma land from Fulani, or to fight to reclaim Igede from Fulani. That is why we are saying it. So that after now, when we have finished preaching this gospel, and Biafra comes. If you don't want to be a part of it, you go. But I'm telling you, we'll write it in Biafran constitution. Any day, because the Fulanis will come to take you, any day they come and take your land, and you come and say, oh, come and help us, thunder from hell will fire you and you will die. The same way I'm telling you now was what I told you about people in America. I've been preaching it on Radio Biafra for years. I said to them that the Fulanis are coming. They will come. Oh, yeah, you're a madman. I said, but they are coming. No, Mekari is mad. He has lost his mind. I said, they are coming. Have they not come? Have they not come? And Yoruba media in their wickedness and evil, in order to twist your mind, to so that they know it's only Nnamdi Kanu that Elohim sent to this very job. They know it very well. Today I read in Yoruba Today, I was laughing. They said he is what did they say? They said he is psychologically flawed. Yoruba is writing to help ourselves. Fulani. To help Fulani to come into contact us. Yoruba people are writing in Lagos and in Abuja. Because they know that only Nnamdi Kanu can rally men. And they will stand. So what Yoruba is doing is trying to attack me. Attack me. Keep attacking Nnamdi Kanu. So that useless and stupid Igbo idiots. Idiots, I call them. In America, they are idiots. Complete grade one idiots. That's what I call them. Those Igbo idiots in America. The ones that we are looking up to fund the defense of our land. What Yoruba is doing is to twist their mind. After twisting their mind, they will now say, oh no, there's no need. And then they're streaming in. And you ask yourself, Yoruba, if as you're writing against Nnamdi Kanu, you're also complaining that what the Fulanis are doing by bringing their army to Biafra is not good. I can understand. But do you see how they are quiet on that front? Do you see how no Yoruba Papa is talking about it? Do you know why they're not talking about it? They want you to hate Nnamdi Kanu. Once you hate Nnamdi Kanu, and he get, of course, I won't get frustrated. And or maybe they are hoping I'll get frustrated. And I'll say to hell with you people. Then Fulani will come into our land and take it. And they will share it with Yoruba. They've got it into two. They share with Yoruba. Do you see what they're doing? Do you see why I attack them? Do you see why I attack them? I have nieces and nephews from Yoruba. Do you see why I attack them? Any group that supports evil, if your race is in support of evil, I will despise you. I will despise the ground you walk on. You are evil, and I'll tell you. We're going soon. You attack Ethiopia. You attack Biafra agitation, but you not attack Fulani sending terrorists to Biafra land. What type of people are you? Yoruba, what type of people are you? Why are you so evil? Why? Oh, Chineke Marana Bere. I want to tutor you, I want to school you, because some of you are not educated. You did not go to school. You are not educated. You don't know what a nation means. Is Nigeria a nation that says no? Why are you supporting your own conquest? How was that made the same mistake? Are you people daft? Go and Google it. How was that did the same thing that our people are doing now? And they lost their land. They lost their land because people were stupid. Their eyes were not open. Now we are opening your eyes. Elohim has given me a message to give to the living. We are opening your eyes that you can see that your land is going. Your way of life is going. They are in our bushes and in our forests. Every blessed day they are killing. Yoruba will not report it. Yoruba cannot campaign against it. They want our land to be taken so they can share it with the Fulani. Don't you know that? Anybody asking me again about a map, and then no, you are demented, you are sick, your brain is not functioning very well. We are not like any other nation. We are not like any other nation. When Elohim said, go into Jericho and march around the seven times and the wall will crumble, Joshua and Caleb had no map with them, but they knew the promised land. They knew that land that Elohim promised them. The same way in Biafra land, we know our land and we know the boundaries. Our mothers are there and they are tying two-piece wrapper. That is our boundary. That's what Elohim said. We have come to preach the truth. That all those that love the truth may be set free. Including Yoruba. Yoruba, you people are allowing your children in the media to destroy your race. As Afonja did. You people must rise up against your media.
Yoruba media practitioners are evil. They are evil. If you allow them, they will destroy you. Asa from Jadid. A nation in the sense of a common ethnicity may include the diaspora or refugees who live outside a nation state like Biafra. Oh, Elohim, may your name be praised forever. Everything we want, everything we need, everything we require is right in front of us. Elohim, Elohim is bearing us witness, and we are winning and defeating our enemies. Left, right, and center, we have nothing. We have no guns and we have no bullets. But Elohim is going to lead us through this very calamitous situation because our people are blind, filled with hate and envy. And you ask them, what wrong have they done to you? What wrong did IPOB do? You cannot find any fault. You cannot find any wrong. And you manufacture one. And you say to yourself, oh, but they are criminals. Criminals, have they stolen from you? The answer is no. Then how are they criminals? You cannot justify your coming on your statement. Because you're evil. Because you're working for the zoo. Because they think if they keep repeating the same crap, every blessed day somehow, our people will abandon this very glorious cause of freedom. But they are mistaken. They are mistaken because we have come. We have come that Biafra may come. That is absolutely correct. My goodness me. That was how Fulani subdued other ethnic nationalities in the north. Everybody subdued. The same strategy. They look for a willing tool, an ally, as they're using Yoruba media now. Yoruba media. Playing their game for them. Defending them. Instead of Yoruba to ask questions, they are defending criminality because their first priority in life is how they can get one over an evil person. After that, anything life gives, they take. How can a nation be living life such duplicitous, such evil, wicked, duplicitous lifestyle? Why? I ask you, Robert, why? And one day, when evil, you think if they come again to attack you, we're going to talk. We'll talk. So you see what it feels like. Because this type of bad behavior must be called out for what it is. What Yoruba is doing is not only cowardly, it is evil. Evil upon evil. What you're doing is evil. If nobody will tell you, I will tell you, I fear no idiot. They've not given birth to you. I tell you the truth. If you like it, you take it. If you don't like it, you can go to hell. Yoruba is evil. Let them continue what they're doing. You see killers coming to my land. You have not said anything. Are you blind? Don't you have correspondence in the east? Are you blind as to what is happening in the east? You keep writing this rubbish so that the diaspora constituency that can get together to say, how do we defend our land? So they'll be eating only hamburger in America. Going to useless parties. Useless idiots. Answering useless titles in America. And you're happy. That you're deceiving evil people in America. You're very happy. You're happy. And the zoo will recruit one or two idiots with an expired constitution to be going around America talking rubbish. And you want me to keep quiet. My land is under siege. And you want me to play Mr. Knight. Come on, get away from my face. Mad people. Everywhere. Play nice to which idiot? An idiot that wants you dead. How can you play nice? How can you play nice to people that want your race dead? Are you foolish? You can't reason? Are you that foolish? We must proceed. Go back to the photos of our mothers that I posted on my page. Only people that are culturally tied together wear the same clothes as our mothers have continued to do over the centuries. That is a sign that we emanated from one source. From one source. If not, how can they be wearing two-piece wrapper if they're not related? Well, then how? If Ishakiri is close to Yoruba, how come Ishakiri is not tying one-piece wrapper? Why do? Why do you ask? Why? Go and find out. That is your homework. Go and find out why. It is a sign that we only have one source. from where we originated from. Because if not, why is it that the way Fulani dresses is different from Hausa? And which is also different from Kanuri? You know, why do Yoruba women dress differently from Benin women? Why? Despite the fact that they have Oba in Yoruba land and the Oba of Benin. Why? The funny thing is that the British, they knew that it was Igbo men that led successful rebellion or resistance against colonialism. And it was Fulani that welcomed them and laid down for them their MS, as they do to the Chinese. That's what they always do. Look at what I do to the Chinese. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Signing contracts in Chinese language. That is the Fulani. You people are deaf. You are deaf. You don't hear. Until they put knife on your stupid neck and cut it off. You people are deaf. What they are now doing with the Chinese, they did with the British. House nigger. House nigger. House boy boy, that's what they do. Let us sell other people, that's what they do. That is their sucking trade. If you don't know, let me tell you. If you don't know, let me educate you. That's what Fulani, that's what they're good at doing. That was how they came to Hausa and they were pretending. Oh, up under what you said to the Hausa king of Katsina. I just had a sip of water. Something that Jibril could never do until he died. And something the clown that is now sleeping with Aisha in Asurok can never ever do. Aisha brought her boyfriend inside Asurok, gave him a mask to be wearing every day. Who wear a mask? Aisha, your husband is in Saudi Arabia in a grave. You brought in a man, gave him mask to be wearing. Your lover inside Asurok. Your lover inside Asurok. Hey! Abomination in Islam. We must continue. Was continuing. I hope she has conscience. I don't even know how her children will look at her. I can't understand it. I don't understand why people are so foolish. They fail to reason. The same thing the Fulani did with the British. When Britain said we want to go, they said, no, Britain, don't go. We are good house nigger for you. Oh, stay now. You know what the Fulani did? They come to Lagos and they said in Lagos, if you want the British to go, we too will break away from Nigeria. And then Nnamdi Azikiwe foolishly said, please don't go, let's stay together. And they went, and the three of them, Awolowo and Amadubele and Azikiwe, they went and were begging the white man, please, oh, if you don't go, colonize us even more. These are your nationalists, your founding fathers. No wonder the zoo is the way it is. Britain knew that Igbo men would not take rubbish. And in order to start very early, they groomed the Fulani to hate the Igbo man. It was Britain that did it successfully well. They groomed the Yoruba to also hate the Igbo man. That wasn't enough. They now came, they created Cross River State. No name, just Cross River. So if you ask them, but which people inhabit the Cross River? They think it's Mami water, people from the river, isn't it? Then they now created rivers. And as they created Midwest. In all these creations, Cross River State, River State, Midwest, including our own Aniama, they know the names have no meaning. They have no meaning. But in the West, I told you to do what I go over. Do you see the trick? Unless your intelligence can never know. You can not in a billion years, you will not know. What I'm teaching you tonight. You can never know. That's the game they play. You don't know. Oh, it's our one Nigeria. Let's move the country forward. Can we all work together? It's a lie. It's a lie. A big lie. The funniest thing is that Zeke never opposed. Do you see why? People don't say, oh, but you're insulting Zeke. I said, do you know why? I hate Zeke with a passion. Zeke is an idiot. He's learned, well read, up to PhD. They said. And you were there. As influential as you were, they carved Anioma, Anioma, and gave Anioma to Midwest. And you are just looking. Elite. Igbo elite, you are there. And they took Idoma, and they took Igeda, they took Igala. And you're from Onitsha. Onitsha to Obosi is not far. And you know the affinity between the Igala and the Igbo people that is as old as man itself. And the Fulani came all the way to your doorstep. Divided you up to head bridge of the River Niger. You allowed them. Because you allowed them, there was it. After the war, they went down to Ebema, Imo State. They carved it. They carved out the chair. Everybody. They told our own flesh and blood, Ikwere. Ikwere that is Igbo. Pure punk Igbo. You're not Igbo. And to show you you're not Igbo, I'm going to dash you those Igbo properties belonging to Chief ZCOB in Igbo. I'll give them to you. All those Igbo, they're not called Igbo. They themselves, they are Ikwere. All those Ikwere properties the Igbos have at Ikoku, I'll give them to you. And I was at SBS Port Harcourt. I went there to do my remedials. SBS Port Harcourt. And I kept asking my math teacher, Mr. Amadi, how come you people have this settlement? I never knew it was because of the stolen properties. I never knew. When you see an impreposter say, oh, that's from Akaraka in Benin, it's because he or she has been trained with money stolen money of their own flesh and blood. Their own flesh and blood. One day, hey, is an abomination. The history I'm giving you, they won't teach in your schools. I'm only trying to build a background so you understand the mess you're in. How they divided you. They went to Ikwere. They said, Ikwere, you're not Igbo. Obi-Igbo. Obi-Igbo is the only place that has no twin. There has no twin in the whole of Igbo land. There is no two Obi-Igbos. Everywhere else, the names are always two or three or four as people migrate. Only Obi-Igbo. To show you the deep spiritual meaning of Igbocha. Obi-Igbo. Then they named Obi-Igbo. Under MPN. They changed it. To divide us more. They even came to Obaro. You know they came to Obaro. Obaro. Professor Ben Obese's village. You know what to tell them? Oh, Obaro, your culture is the same thing as Anioma culture. Now you're Anioma. Do you know they were planning to go and join Anioma? Or Obaro people in Anambra? They did the same thing in Ohaji. They said, oh, can't you see your brothers are now, they are called Niger Delta. They have oil now. Not knowing that the oil is coming from Ohaji itself. They divided them, begging them to go and join Niger Delta. They did the same thing to Ndoki. Ndoki. They did the same thing to Akwete. Akwete, there is a cloth called Akwete, which everybody wears in the whole of Biafra land. Akwete, everywhere. Idoma women, Igede, everybody wears Akwete. It's Igbo. They say, oh, now you're Niger Delta. They kept dividing us. They kept dividing us, giving us useless names as we go along. Niger Delta, South, useless, idiotic names. That has no meaning. But in the North, they're called Arewa. Eh? Not a river. What are the rivers you have in the North? Name them. Do you even know if there are rivers in the North or not? But I know there are. Why don't they answer the names of their own rivers? Because they give you these useless names. So as you're busy struggling with who you are, they ship in the terrorists to come and kill you. And that's what they're doing now. Idiocy at its best. And when you tell people what is happening, they say, but you want to cause trouble. I want to cause trouble. And you're killing us. You want me to keep quiet? Had they fought for us? Had Azikiwe fought for us? Had all those evil Ohanese and their throne and those criminals, had they spent at least 1 year fighting for us, the idiocy you have with the stupid name Niger Delta won't be there today. It's a stupid name. It's a useless name. If you say you're from Niger Delta, I have no regard for you. I know intellectually you're not vibrant. It means you're dumb and daft. You are dumb and you're daft. You're from Niger Delta. You're not ashamed of yourself. Another river. The Delta of another river. You gave a name to a river. And you went to that river and you took it back. Let me remind you what you don't know. This is Dios. That God says, Niger Delta, we are Niger Delta. You are foolish. And I'll tell you why you are foolish. Do you know there's a great river that runs through the middle of London? It's called Thames. How come the whole of England is not named Thames? How come? I'm asking you. That is the Danube River, the Great Danube. Great Danube. That runs through the whole of Yugoslavia. And empties in the Adriatic. Do you know any country called the Danube or Danubilia country? Do you see how daft you are? I think the great river in Paris is called Seine. River Seine, is it S-I-E-N-E or something like that, or Z-N-N-E? Is there anywhere called Seineilia in France? That's how daft you are. Because you're black, you're daft. Your brains are blocked, you cannot reason very well. You're from Niger Delta, you're from South. It means you're a moron, you're an idiot. Complete idiot. And Fulani is using you. Ask Fulani, why don't you have not? Ask Yoruba, why don't you have West? When will you stop your stupidity? My fellow Biafrans, when will this your stupidity stop? When? That's why somebody wrote cleverly, you are inside trouble and you're afraid of trouble. The trouble has come now. There's an idiot writing to me and say, oh, but we don't want another war. I said to her, go to your village and see what is happening in your village. You don't want war. But they are there already. Killing people. They brought war. You are peaceful. But they brought war with them. Fulani has brought war to our land. Let me see who will mobilize our men. Or let me see who will give an order and they will listen. You think you can buy IPOB? If you like, let Fulani give you all the money in the world. Bring it to the market square and be sharing it. IPOB is the people. And the people is IPOB. Under one command, one singular command, not you. I give the order, only me can. No other human being on this earth. One order, only one chain of command. Because we have come to fight a righteous cause. Now, listen very carefully. Listen very, very carefully. Nigeria is a destroyer of destiny. If you stay in Nigeria, you will die. The name Nigeria, like Niger Delta, like South, like Anambra, Imo, Rivers, Cross River, are all idiotic names. Named after riverways by a fellow man. Whereas the Arewa North, the 13 or 12 Janjaweed Sharia states. All there you have all their ancient names. In the north, their ancient names are there. So when a white man comes and they type in Kanu, they can go back to Kanu history. They type in Brono, they can go back to Brono history. They type Sokoto or Gobe, they can go back to it. They type Zamfara, it's very old. Even Nasarawa. But when they come to Biafra land, they type in Imo. How? Janjaweed, the memoir. They type in Imo. It stops now. Is it in 1970? When was it created? It was 1976 or about. That's your history. From 1976. So you don't know. But in the north, they're answering old names, Bauchi. All their ancient names, they keep it. They keep it. It's only in Niger State where you have a mixture of Wari and a bit of Yoruba that they're not quite sure. They get them Niger. That's where they are. But all the core Janjaweed states in the north, they all have their ancient names, Katsina. Ancient names intact. In your own place, Anambra, Imo, Rivers, Cross River. Does that have any meaning? Does it have any meaning, I ask you? Any meaning? The answer is no. Next time, if you pass a river, a stream in your village, you now adopt the name for your village. Are you not stupid? Are you not daft? All the Fulani needs to thrive is the presence of traitors. Fulani need two things to function. Fulani, that they are entering into Biafra land today is because they have those two people in place. Creators and saboteurs. They need those two to work. That was why they defeated the Hausa. Hausa people are very good. Some of you don't know the history of Hausa civilization. Hausa people, over 300 years ago, we are manufacturing automatic weapons. In Muscat. Hausa. That was what fascinated. They asked Flora Shaw, why your fascination with the North? Flora Shaw said, because her father was a military man. Her father was a colonel in the British Army. Flora Shaw, the one that gave you the name Nigeria. Her father was an army man. So she went to the North and she saw a musket built locally by Hausa, not Fulani, Hausa people. A civilization that is so old. Very proud. Hey, my goodness. I wish Hausa civilization had stayed. I'm telling you. A very beautiful civilization. Liberal. Thinking. Forward. You know what happened? The Janjaweed came. When Janjaweed came, they were pretending, oh, we are coming to teach your children how to read the Quran and how to read the Arabic. Othman Danfodio was a teacher. Othman Danfodio, in whose name they are now coming to my village to occupy, was an ordinary teacher. Teaching at the court of the king of Katsina, the Habe monarch of Katsina. He was teaching the son. You know what that idiot did? Othman Danfodio? Othman Danfodio convinced the prince to the throne of Katsina to work against his own father. They're just spreading their message. Oh, your kings are bad. Exactly what they're doing today. Namdekan is bad. Proscribe, prohibit, terrorize. Let's kill him. The same thing they're using Ohanaeze to do and the Igbo governors. The same trick the Fulanis played on the Hausa people nearly 250 years ago. You know how they did it? Very clever. That is the same method they're using to you today. They come, as I do with Yoruba, they come, they take a John Momo of channels. Oh, you are a good Nigerian. And we can use your station to promote good Nigeria. You see how they got channels? They give them money. They look for punch. They give money to punch. Oh, you're a good Nigerian. Don't mind those evils. You're a good Nigerian. Meanwhile, the Yorubas that work for channels and for punch newspaper, they have forgotten what happened in the Lorin. That's how foolish people are. That the same trick that the Fulanis are using today was the same trick that the Fulanis used against their own Afonja in the Lorin, and today they lost the Lorin. They can never reason that far because they are black people. There is money involved. Once you have money, they will forget everything. All those Yoruba little boys and girls working for channels, trying to destroy. Remember Afonja in Ilorin. That is my message for Yoruba journalists. Remember Afonja in Ilorin. Remember Afonja. That's what we're doing now. Oh, you are good, come, you are part of us. Oh, you are not as bad as the Igbos. Oh, you people are good, oh, come on. That was what they did to Niger Delta, so-called Southern Biafrans. My own flesh and blood in Biafra land. They came to my land, they divided into 3, 4, 5, telling me that my own brother, somebody answering Wike, is no longer my brother. Somebody answering GBK and Mechi is no longer my brother. I can't understand this type of thing. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. We allowed ourselves to be used by cattle raiders. Ndina chinama. Cattle nama. They go into your brain. They give you some money. They scatter your brain. And you become useless. That's what I've done. For Fulani to succeed, Fulani needs two things to be in place. People who are willing to betray their people. They must have them in place. Saboteurs must be there. Traitors must be there. Once they have succeeded, you are gone. Yoruba, am I lying? Is our phone not there? Am I lying to you? Ask Awosa now. Awosa, am I lying? Where are your kings? Where are your beautiful palaces in Gobert and in Kasima? Awosa, I'm asking you, how about your way of life? Did Aminu Kanu not fight the Fulanese till his death? Do you know a man called Aminu Kanu? Did he not fight the Fulanese? Did the Shehu of Bruno of blessed memory not fight the Fulanese? You people don't learn anything. That was why they used Obasanjo to deny you history in your schools. Because imagine if you are growing up in, say, Bayelsa, or so-called River State, and you are aware of all this history. Do you think you let Fulani deceive you? Do you think you let Fulani use Yoruba to deceive you? I don't know what Yoruba gains by all these things. I don't know what they, I'm yet to understand what they gain. But thankfully, there are a few of them now coming up to fight for their freedom. The only Yoruba man I'll talk to is one who is serious about fighting for Duduwa. If you're fighting for Duduwa, I'm having to deal with you. God is my witness. If you're fighting, anybody telling you that fighting for Nigeria is an evil person. That person is a thief. Charity begins at home. Did Awolowo fight for one Nigeria? Awolowo was more interested in what was happening in Yoruba land. Anybody coming out and telling you I want to fight for is a liar. Is a liar. Not to be trusted. Go and fight for Yoruba land first. We fight for Biafra. Then we meet and then we discuss. Anything before that is a waste of time. We must continue. I just had a sip of water. Afonja betrayed Yoruba race and turned them into willing tools of Fulani this very day. Enlightenment and civilization are not the same. We may have recorded various stages of civilization, but to be enlightened, to enlighten a black mind in Africa is a very serious task. To enlighten a black mind. To let a black man understand. You know, in those days in school, a teacher would say to you, oh, 1 plus 1 is equals to 2. 2 plus 2 equals to 4. After a while, the teacher would say to you, what is 2 plus 1? To at least see if your brain has developed enough to grasp that it is 3. Isn't it? In kindergarten. Teacher will come to the, 1 plus 1, 2, you should count. 2 plus 2, 4, 4 plus 4, 8. One day the teacher will come out on the board. What is 1 plus 2? To see if your brain is working. But you know black people, you can teach them all you like. The minute you say to them, okay, this is the end of the lecture, can you now reason? You get into trouble. That is when you know there is trouble. Because most of them cannot. I said, most of them cannot reason. Most cannot reason. Very, very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. Let me tell you one thing that got me very, very upset with Yoruba media. That was yesterday. You know, we woke up yesterday morning, we saw a news that Yoruba claim to Ijaw land is rejected by IYC, Ijaw Youth Council. So a lot of your friends were posting it and sharing it and saying to their Yoruba counterparts, so can you see what is happening? And all of a sudden in the evening, surprise, 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 another news now broke. Do you know what the news said? Oh, that Ijaw said, leave us alone. Ijaw issues warning to Biafra and Oduduwa. But I'm in touch with the leadership of IYC. If they were such a thing, they would have told me that this is an announcement we're going to make. We are not fighting. We are not quarreling. But do you know that a Yoruba journalist had to write this in order to spark it IPOB? That's the only reason. IYC never issued this statement. Never! But they went and they concocted one. It will include Biafra as well. Okay, if you're saying we don't have any claim to Ishikiri to worry, that means Biafra does not have a claim to it as well. That's why they did this. Now tell me how I can be happy with such people. This is the headline. Leave us out of your mouth. Is your youth issues warning to Biafra or to the world agitators? Who wrote this news originally? It's a Yoruba man. Why did you write it? Because earlier in the day, the news is that they have tried to count the nonsense about Jonathan. Jonathan said the Niger Delta is not part of Biafra. It did not work. It didn't work. Then they brought this one in. Do you see why I complain? Do you see why I am angry with them? I don't hate anybody. God in heaven forbid. Why should I? But I want them to do the right thing, and I'm compelling them to. Nigeria is not a nation. Nigeria is not a country. That is why they are holding all of you in such contempt. That is why Nigeria is now the new colony of China. That is why English has been replaced with Chinese language as the official language of contract. Because that is the way the Fulanis are. They will always betray you. They betray. Forget all that nonsense. The people that will not betray you are the Hausa people. They will not. The Fulani will. You've seen what they've done to Britain now. Britain is now crying. Britain is now begging. That is why they congratulate him. Even if you go and dig up Abacha now and make Abacha the chief of staff, British High Commission will congratulate him. They are now desperate to get him. Because Chinese language is now the official language of contract. This is the result of unfettered Janjaweedism. I wrote about it in my page. And I tweeted it too. Janjaweedism gone crazy. They will sell and do anything to retain power. Fulani, you don't know them. And they will keep expanding. They will keep expanding in our land. And I told our stupid brothers in America, come now, this black. They are coming. They are coming. They say, oh, no, they can. How old are you when the war was fought? Now they are now calling me, sending me text message. Oh, what are we going to do? Some of them will change their name to sound funny. What are we? Well, I know it's them. I've been talking to in America. I know them. Because I see their number. Plus one. Oh, but what are we going to do now? Do you think there's any hope? But when I came to America and I was warning you, what did you do? What did you do? You decided to be reading Yoruba newspapers. You were listening to some idiots hired by Zoo government to rubbish Biafra. You are listening to them. Gossiping about me. Oh, Namdekanu is a fraudster. He's a thief. And what did Namdekanu steal? Nothing. Did he defraud you? Nothing. Then why are you calling him a thief? They cannot answer. That was why Simon ever took time to demolish the little toad. Toad, bravo. Demolish him. By your Tony Maya. Demolish your Coco. And dumped him in the gutter and the sewage. Objectively, you're asking me for map of Biafra when the map was there, Ojukwu fought with. You're asking me for my road map, so I will give you, you can give to Janjaweed. The idiots never planned to go to America. It was when I decided to go to the U.S. for 30th of May last year. They also came up to say, oh, we are going to America as well. Anywhere I go to, if I hold a town hall meeting, they're going to be gossiping, yapping at the back. Oh, no, the camel squad is stronger. He's a thief. You ask them, what have you contributed to IPOB? No. Then what did he steal from you? I don't know if their plan of new Nigeria movement with Yoruba, let's destroy Namdekanu, and we, as we have destroyed them, the glutinous was bigger. You're fighting for Biafra and you're building a mansion with a sewage system. You don't know what else we knock down in Biafra. We are going to knock down every building and we will rebuild everything. They convince all of them. Even the pipeline security guard, Shukrik, they are part of sign agreement. New Nigeria, let's move to New Nigeria. Me, you talk to me about New Nigeria. You're a madman. A child of Biafra, you're to discuss New Nigeria. Thunder will kill, destroy you and your lineage. These are the idiots. When the Fulanis are coming, they are coming here. The Gambari, they are coming. So when I was telling you before, you didn't know. You did not know before. You were deaf and dumb. When I was telling you before that they are coming, you didn't know. A Magi that they are coming. Useless set of people. Psychophants. IPOB is consistency personified. We don't change. It doesn't matter what you do. You can write your garbage. You can yap and gossip from now till 2099. That is your business. We don't move an iota. Where we are is where we are. Our agenda is our agenda. We are not shaking. Not to the right, not to the left. Unshakable. Gossip from now till that kingdom come. unshakable, indestructible. This movement is indestructible. Not by man. I'm over the Okoko. They have not given birth to you to convince me to join the Nigeria movement. Who knows who's regarding those a bunch of criminals and bastards everywhere. I am a child of heaven. I'm a child of heaven. I don't engage in all this nonsense. Biafra is my mission. My parents died as soon as Elohim said it is there. Look at it, I've given it to you people. And he called them. Then I move forward and then get Biafra. My friend, I could go on nonsense. New Nigeria. Thunder fire all of you and your new Nigeria. Check it, Uno, Uncle. Simon, about demolish your cocoa. And Simon is doing a good job, by the way. And I want him to stay on it. Not when I pray to you, it goes into your brain. His time is behaving after 2 weeks. We give you IPOB treatment. I want you to remain on the path of truth and diligence. Truth and diligence. Because you're doing a good job. Continue doing it. We need many of you to come up and be speaking. My goodness, if it's only me, they'll say, oh, maybe he's mad. Well, when we have a lot of mad people, then you'll understand. You'll be forced to reason and think. Idiots everywhere. Every blessed day. As I told them, including the pipeline security guard, I warned them. They are coming. They are talking about this. I want to do a video. Today is the topic for the video today. Now I can't do video. At all. Can't do video now. They have come. Can't do video. Mad people. Toad. Don't guide it. These are pipelines. You are guarding pipeline in your fatherland. For Alamajiri in Jigawa. For Alamajiri in Jigawa. You are not ashamed of yourselves. You are not ashamed. You have no shame. Being a pipeline security guard for Alamajiri in the north. No shame. Do you even know what Biafra means? Do you think in Biafra land that Fulani nation or whatever it is will see our back? Is that what you think? That will compete with Nigeria? Who is Nigeria? Nigerians will be at the border begging on their knees to come into Biafra land. Begging. If they doubt me, they should try it. Let us do an experiment. Let everybody go for 5 years and see what will happen. Only 5 years, if it doesn't work, we'll come back together again. 5 years only. They will be at the border. They will be in Bini, in Edo, begging to come in. We are hardworking. We are blessed. Chineke no nyebe. We are blessed from heaven. Anye bumu chineke ndagosi nagosi. As the same way Elizabeth saw Mary carrying Jesus Christ in her womb, and she said to Mary, Onya gosi nagosi kebo. Blessed are thou. That is the way it is with Biafrans. We are blessed from womb. For goodness sake. Anywhere in the morning, heaven gave me a message. I said, take this message to my children in America. Go to Los Angeles and tell them. Tell them I am the Lord your God. The Fulanis are coming. Prepare for them to come. They did nothing. Now the Fulanis have come. Now they have come. Yeah, you're sending me a WhatsApp message. Hey, my brother, what are we going to do about this? Go and eat another hamburger now. Go and eat French fries and hamburger. Go and eat those GM food. Go my Bloody Mary. Eat as much as you like for $12.99. Go and eat now. Go and eat more food. You want me? You think I'll beg you? I will beg you to save your father's compound. Can you imagine how stupid people are? Oh, it's the way you talk to them. Oh, bring them. Beg them. I am going to beg you to go and save your village. Are you not an idiot? Are you not an idiot, I ask you? Are you not a fool? I'm going to beg you to save your own village. Hey, Aaron. You people should be begging IPOB. That's on your knees, though. Now, Jehovah, please forgive us. For our idiocy and our stupidity. Then we may consider you. Or else I'll tell the men, don't do anything. Let you fool and show them magic. Then then they'll be begging us, oh, do something now. If not for Ode Jinjin. They are the people I listen to. When I hear Ode Jinjin, if I hear him, my heart starts to bleed. Maybe for the lives of Ode Jinjin. That's why we may react. Because he has appealed. You're in America. You don't know why God sent you to America. The same way God sent Jews all over the world in order to go and reclaim Israel. That's the job. You people are there. Instead of you, it won't cost you anything to help us to defend our land. You said no. Somebody came and told you something about Anandakan. What is that thing he told you? Anandakan is a thief. He's a fraudster. Did he defraud you? Where God has taken this struggle to under my watch, has he done it before anywhere else? You see the people that I meet when I go to the USA, don't you? I sleep in Washington. I sleep in Capitol Hill when I go. Have you not seen our effort? Which freedom fighter has ever gone to the UN before? And they gave the person audience. Which freedom fighter for Biafra has ever been to EU before? And he entered EU building and gave him audience. Who is the person? Who is the bugger? Tell me. Who is that person? In the entire zoo, who is that person? That the United Nations, they know you. Once I walk into a meeting, they say, we have been expecting you. Who is the person? You give money to punch and they write rubbish. That's nonsense. And now Nathan is a coward. I am a coward that called Buhari a madman in the court. When I came out, I broke the cordon in Abakiliki. Are you people not the cowards that came to my house in the afternoon with my mom and dad in there? Why didn't you confront me when I was on the road with my men? You couldn't. You tried me at Obaka. You saw what happened at Obaka. I'll release the video very soon. You tried to kill me at Obaka. Did it work? Did it work? I had no guns, nothing. Did it work? You idiot talking rubbish. Oh, come back and fight. Come back and fight. Come back and fight. The same people that said when I came back, oh, Namdekan, you came back to bring war to us, oh, please go back to London. Go and do your... The same Yoruba papers, we are saying, go back to London. Go back to London. We don't need you here causing trouble. And today, they are this. Next day, they change. Prophet Muhammad fled from Mecca to Medina to save his life. And he came back, he fought, and he won. Jesus Christ, the same thing. Moses, the same thing. George Washington, the same thing. Nelson Mandela, the same thing. Do you know the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khomeini, the founder of the modern theocracy they have in Iran? He was in France. You have all forgotten because you don't read history. Okay, come back and fight now. The day I come now, will I see you? When I came back, did I see you? I will stop at the Hell Bridge on nature. The Hell Bridge will close down in 3 minutes. We are coming. And I'll bring hell with me. It's a promise. And you know me now. Before I went to the zoo in 2015, I told you I was coming. Didn't I? Have I not told you before that I'm coming and I came to the zoo? This time around I'm coming. And hell will accompany me. I assure you of that. You think I'll allow you to go scot-free? You think I will let you go scot-free? Fulani, you think you go scot-free? That thing you're looking for, we'll give it to you. We will give it in abundance. Even if Biafra has to come tomorrow, we must fight a war with Fulani eventually. We'll fight a war with you. This is what we eventually will fight. This, that war, you will fight it. Cattle raiders everywhere are disturbing ordained people from heaven. They fool anything, they have brain. I have been asking you. Some of you are, this is for Yoruba. Yoruba, I want to, you know me, I tell people their sins in their faces. I tell you who you are. And I keep mentioning Yoruba because they are the ones who are encouraging this janja with what they do. Is Yoruba? How do I know? Ask yourself this question. If there were Fulani doctors, do you think they would have lied to you to say, oh, we are going to bring doctors from China as a way of excluding you? But you have Yoruba doctors. Yoruba, are you listening? Yoruba, are you listening? You have Yoruba doctors. You have Igbo doctors. You have Efik doctors. You have doctors from Ijoland. You have Ishekiri people who are doctors. You have Bini, they have doctors. Idoma, they have doctors. Igede, they have doctors. Why? And you all claim you're one Nigeria, Abi? You're one Nigeria. One big, happy, fraudulent Nigeria, yes? Why did they call you to come and improve your skills, maybe and earn some money in the process, by doing all the COVID-19 cases? They went to China. Do you know why they went to China? Because there is no qualified Fulani man who is a doctor. They said, you people are doing, they don't read history. Have you forgotten that Ahmadu Bello said, I'm saying this so that Yoruba can learn, if at all they can learn. I'm saying so that Yoruba can learn. Yoruba, do you remember when you connected with Ahmadu Bello and Ahmadu Bello said, we will not give any job to an Igbo man? Listen, if there is any need for a job and we cannot find a suitable northerner, we will employ a foreigner. Have you forgotten? That is the Ahmadu Bello said this thing in 1960. This is 2020. That is exactly what they are practicing. When they looked around, there was no Fulani doctor to handle COVID-19. They went to China. They couldn't even go to Yoruba. Yoruba, do you see what happens when you support evil? Inadvertently, or should I say advertently, the evil will come to you. When you were doing it, thinking, oh, let us go and cheat the evil, so want to cheat evil people, want to cheat them. Yoruba, you cannot live your life trying to cheat somebody as a way of measuring your own progress. How low down an evil man is cannot determine your own progress. That is a very vindictive way to live life. Very vindictive, I'm telling you. Very sad. Very, very sad. I am not insulting you. I want you to change. Ahmadu Bello said, instead of me to give job to an Igbo man, I will give it to a foreigner. And he's a Nigerian, no? The one Nigerian. He's a Nigerian. And today, 2020, they are practicing it in 2020. In 2020, they did not have any Fulani doctor. They went to abroad. No Yoruba doctor. No Igbo doctor. No Efik doctor. No Ibibio doctor. No Ido. No, they don't want. They went abroad. These are one Nigerian, so you are all in one Nigeria. Do you want Nigeria? Hanky panky. Isn't it? Oh, dear me. You don't know what you're in for. Yoruba. Fulani, they have no doctor, so they have no engineers. Fulani, Alemajiri, all they do is to drive cattle. To beg on the streets, that's what they do. And they become political thugs. Yoruba media, you're there in Kano as little boys of 6 years old, 7, 8. You saw them thumbprinting, ballot paper. You saw them, the Alemajiri thumbprinting. After voting for this Janjaweed government, now there is a problem, you want to ship them south. But they were the ones rigging for you. They were rigging election for you. Yoruba, you were there. You saw those little kids thumbprinting, rigging election. You didn't say anything. You are one Nigeria. I want God to hear your prayers. You go to redeem. You go to winners. And you think God is stupid. God will listen to your prayers. When you see iniquity, you don't report it. When you see innocent people in Asaba fighting to defend our land, you say they are criminals, they are terrorists. That's how evil you are. Evil will consume. Children of Lucifer. I'll tell you the truth. I tell you the truth if you like to change. Now they are signing contracts in Chinese. And they lie. Every day they lie. Lie upon lie. You know. Now I understand the reason why. You know, in those days in the UK, if you give a statement, a white person will tell you with all due respect, I don't believe you. And you ask him why. He will say, because you're a black person, you lie. And he used to get us upset. You know, as students. So I said, but why? What would he say that? The man would tell us, you people are liars, or you are black, you lie. It's only now, this regime of now is now, no longer, but is now Aisha Buhari's regime. It's in this regime of Aisha Buhari and before her, Abakiyari. And before Abakiyari, the dead Buhari, that I have seen that people take lying as a way of life. Okwasi. And they love doing it. And you know the funniest thing is that when you ask your Yoruba papers, but you know this is a lie, why are you reporting it? They'll tell you, man must work home. You know, things are hard. You know, journalists must work. Hey, zoo. Zoo. Look at the headlines. Somebody actually did something. I said, oh, liars are now running the affairs of Nigeria. So, Chinese doctors, not really our guests, according to health minister, a few days ago. But before then, Lai Mohammed said, Chinese doctors working at isolation centers, says minister. I want you to Google the two. I want you to take out time. I'll read it very slowly. Write it down. Or you can ask one of you to be Googling it as some of you are listening. Go and do it. It was published by Premium Times a few days ago. Chinese doctors, not really our guests. This is from a whole health minister. I want to prove to people how low the Fulani have debased government and governance. I want to let the world understand the psychological, the disaster that Fulani is in terms of governance. Google this. Chinese doctors, not really our guests. This is from a man who should know, the health minister. But before that, they voted money. Chinese doctors working at associations, according to Lai Mohammed. Two different versions from two ministers working in the same government. Can you believe that? That's why it's a zoo. No wonder. Do you know Amazon? Do you know Amazon, the online retailer? This is for Almaji that says, your online president. I want to teach them something they don't know. Do you know Airbnb? No, let's use Amazon. Now listen carefully, please. Nigerians, those who are proud, we are proud of Nigeria. I want to prove to you tonight how useless and idiotic you are. I want to tell you that a dog is better than a Nigerian. Well, I don't insult a dog. Maybe a pig. You Nigerians are a joke. You people are a joke because your thinking faculties are blocked. As you go through that, your NYACU service, they give you Almajiri a commandant and trainers in your camp. You become even more useless than the day you went to university. Now listen to this. Do you know Amazon? You know the people you import, you order from online? Amazon, in the first quarter of 2020, in the first only 3 months of 2020, they made their revenue, their turnover was only 3 months. 3 months, so a company that is online company, only for 3 months, their turnover was 75.5 billion US dollars. 75.5 billion US dollars. That is more than the entire budget of Nigeria. Turnover of an online business. Online. One company. One tiny company online is more than the entire budget of Nigeria. For 3 months. You know, your budget is for 1 year. Everybody's hoping on crude oil to go up, isn't it? This tiny company, Amazon, online, without any defined office or anything that they manufacture, their turnover for 3 months is more than the entire budget of the zoo, Nigeria. And you're a proud Nigerian. You people should go to Amazon and worship them. Because you people are useless Nigerians. You make me sick. You're so daft. It's untrue. So daft is untrue. You're a disgrace to humanity. A disgrace. That is why they steal. Every time he's stealing, Fulani will steal and loot. Nobody will talk. Yoruba paper will be there looking sheepishly. If he's an Igbo man, Allen Onyema did this. Oju Sokalo did this. Only Sanusi did this. They said they have spent 121.8 million or is it billion on COVID-19 school feeding program? Only in Abuja. Only in Abuja. Who is in charge? Fulani woman. Where is all the money? It's gone. Who did you feed? No, they can't give you a list. Yoruba, as a journalist, why don't you ask the minister responsible? Where can you give us a list of those you fed? No, there is no one. But in every other country of the world, if you go and claim unemployment, they will tell you how many people applied for benefits. But in the zoo, there is none. And they voted so much money for the IT. That is the zoo for you. Will it touch you? Stealing is no longer news, is it? Now that I'm even reading this news, are you affected in any way? Did it touch you? Of course not. It's not news. It's not news. In all of this nonsense, the person that read the dead Buhari into power is Obama, isn't it? With Alamajiri, the kids voting in Kano. They claim the idiot in Asorok, Aisha Buhari's lover, with the face mask, Buhari, her husband. Yes? That's what they said, yeah? Can some of you remember only 2 weeks ago? Have you forgotten? They said, hey, Buhari appointed the COVID-19 chieftain for ECOWAS. Have you forgotten? Buhari appointed ECOWAS overall commander for COVID-19. A few weeks ago. What is happening now? As I told them, Ekogomiabo, I have tied him both hands and legs. He can't come out. He can't speak. We did it. In fact, Elohim did. Elohim did. And they tell you, Punaka, tie him both hands and legs. Do you know what's happening now? Please, the teachers, send that video to Amaka to post for me, please, on my page. Send it now, please. They claim the idiot in Asoroko, the clown wearing a mask, Aisha Buhari's lover. That is her lover. They said they appointed him to be the COVID-19 coordinator for ECOWAS. Response for ECOWAS. Do you know what happened yesterday? Let me give you a story. Do you know that African heads of state of the regions in Africa, they had a meeting on Zoom, a highly technological meeting? Do you know who did not attend that meeting? Oh, no, I'm sure you know. Do you know who did not attend? That every day they give us picture. Oh, Buhari was attending this and that on video conference. Do you know that African heads of states, they did a teleconference yesterday on Zoom, or they were all there? Do you know who was missing? Do you know who was missing? Our dear mask-wearing lover to Aisha. Aisha brought in her boyfriend. Gave him a mask. He doesn't sound like Buhari. Jibril, that they were failing to sound like Buhari, is dead in Cuba. That is why you no longer see them. That is why he no longer speaks. You see? You see what this IPOB did, and some idiots have the temerity to doubt our potency. Some fools are busy gossiping. When we have destroyed an entire government with nothing. With nothing, we have destroyed this. All they're doing is, I have constitution, 1998 constitution. I have it here. Do you want to see it? But meanwhile, Nnamdi Kanu is a thief. He's a criminal. That same Nnamdi Kanu has made it impossible for Asorok to function. That same Nnamdi Kanu has tied the zoo that whoever they call their president cannot speak in public. That is the man you're accusing of being a criminal. Has done something that all your pastors put together cannot do. Your pastors are stealing from you. You cannot see them. Do you see what envy can do to people? Do you see what money from the janja weed can do to people? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. There was a meeting. Because I need to sound like Hebrew for the world to understand. There was a meeting. All the heads of states in Africa, all of them, they gathered to have a meeting. Surprise, surprise, the one they claim is from Nigeria, they cannot connect him. He cannot speak. He was nowhere to be found. Maybe because he was running out of the bedroom with Aisha and struggling to put on his mask. He couldn't. Now you understand it? Channels are distributing video, let them see it. There was no Buhari because Buhari is dead in Saudi Arabia. No Jubril because Jubril is gone in Cuba. There is a boy, Aisha's lover. They gave him the mask to be wearing for them. On Abacha, a homeboy, all manicured his nails, manicured, eating Nigeria's money. And the night he will go to bed with the first lady. All on your money. Now they told him to come and address Cyril Ramaphosa. Come and address the president of Ghana. Come and address the Rwandan president. He was nowhere to be found. But he is the COVID commander for West Africa. And as I told you, this is something they buy. They give money to ECOWAS and they write something for them. And that's it. These are the idiots running your country. Your Nigeria. You're proud of. John Momo, you claim you went to school. John Momo, these are the idiots you're supporting with your channel's TV. John Yoruba, Yoruba, these are the idiots you're supporting. Upon all your school you went to, all the sophistry, all the, you know, the all the Harvard and the Cambridge and the Princeton. You see who you're supporting? They called a meeting of African heads of state. It's there. There was nobody. Because Jubril is gone. Jubril Amugo. Jubril is dead. As I told you, go back to my old broadcast. I told you, the clown inside there cannot speak. He can't speak. Has it not happened now? Awesome. I said, Dan Khan is a scammer. He's a scammer. He's a scammer. And he's revealing the scam you have in Asorok. You're not even grateful. I expect Yoruba media to be thankful. Once in a while, they will say, Oga, this thing, I'm Oga. I am nearly 53 years old, so I'm not a little baby. I'm Oga. You say, Oga, this thing you're doing is it's good, though. Keep it up, oh. But of course, some of them do. Only when they see me at the airport, oh. The people that see me at the airport when I'm traveling is always Yoruba. And they come to me, they hug me. They say, keep it up. But what are your people doing in the media, in this room? I'm not the attacker. As Elizabeth Taylor once said, you know there's a magazine in America, the National Enquirer. Sensational. They concoct stories left at the center. You know, they were writing trash about Elizabeth Taylor, and they asked her, she said, it's better to be talked about, even in the very worst terms, than not to be spoken of at all. So I welcome it. You know, but keep up the good work. People that never knew me on the canal, they know me. And they come, and they're listening tonight. They're listening. Nobody are listening tonight. And imagine what what they'll make of the zoo. Everything I say comes to pass. It's from God, not from man. Anywhere will help. Heaven will show me things that mere mortals cannot see. You can't see it. Even if you're alive for 200 years on this earth, will you one day think that the wrapper our women wear defines the beginning and the end of our borders? You can never know that. Not in a billion years. You can't know. We were sent to do a job. And that's the job we're doing. Give us little help to finish it. You are eating hamburger in the U.S. We're in the U.S., you know. Flan is in your village now. Ndara, useless set of idiots. I'll beg you. You are insane. Let COVID-19. I'll go to America. And if they know me, I will tell you to your faces how foolish you are. And I will go back to Los Angeles. I will go back to that same Hilton hotel. I will hold a meeting there. And you will come. And I will tell you how foolish you are. You don't have sense. You are in America. You learned nothing over the years. You are doing your village sense. Your village egotic sense. You know, best brain. An apple brain. Okay. Fulani is a disaster. Is a complete and utter disaster. That is what Yoruba is popping up. And as a Yoruba woman, I love this woman for goodness sake. If I see the 2000, she's Yoruba. But I love what she's doing. I love what this our mama is doing. I love her style. I love it, what she's doing. I want to play for you what this our mama said. She's a Yoruba woman, but I like what she's doing. Very brave. And I want not when they give her money now, she will change. I want her to maintain it. I want her to remain strong. Hear her, what she has to say. about this zoo, the damnable Zoological Republic, and Fulani, not an Igbo woman, Yoruba woman. Yoruba woman with guts. Listen.
In some places.
Listen.
And I don't know where this tape is going to go, but I pray it goes wherever. That the northern politicians should be ashamed of themselves.
Are you listening? From Yoruba woman.
Times they have been in government.
All the years.
And the times they have ruled,
mm-hmm.
that there must be, at the barest minimum, is that there should be a primary school in every local government.
Speak on.
And that there should be a secondary school. May God have mercy on every politician, especially northern politicians, who hold power to with all their lives.
Hallelujah.
But do nothing with the power. The power is for responsibility. Mm-hmm. Power is for caring for the poor. And as much as you are taking the money that belongs to the poor people and making it your personal money, that the judgment of God will be upon your head. The judgment of God.
Amen. He said.
The barest minimum we can do for human beings.
He said.
Is to give them water to drink. Even if we're not giving, going to give them pipe-borne water, we should at least dig a hole for them. They can drink decent water, water that looks clear. We owe that to them. We owe them a basic school.
Mm-hmm.
To hear that there is a place where only one child can speak English or can even read and write. At the age of 22, it's a shame.
Are you listening?
It's a shame.
A shame.
It doesn't happen in Yoruba land. It does not happen in Igbo land. It happens only in Hausa land. In every Igbo community, in every Yoruba community, there is a school. There is a school. Shame on the north. Shame.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame on you. Three times shame. That is the woman speaking, Yoruba lady for that matter, speaking like a mother. You know one thing about people is that once you're speaking the truth, it resonates with people. Shame three times, shame on the Janjaweed, and shame on all those supporting them, including Yoruba journalists. Shame, shame, shame on all of you. You have no, all of you idiots have no shame. That's your mother saying it. You know, my woman. What the Janjaweed has done to people. We must continue. The Alamaji invasion has come. They are using Yoruba to deceive you. RPF was caught with 10 rifles, in 12 rifles in Asaba. They never told that IPOB is defending Asaba. When they started the raid in Asaba, sanctioned by Okowa, I told some of you then that they are trying to clear IPOB to allow the Fulanis to come in. I said it live on air. Last month I said it. That they are arresting, they want to clear a path for the Fulanis to come. Has it not happened? Once they arrested people in Asaba, they cleared a path for them to come in. Have you not seen it? It's a trick. And if you know who opposed them, I've been saying it now. You people are just okay. The same meeting. Hope Uzodema wants to open Imo State for Janjaweed. They held a meeting on. You'll be wondering how I know this. They held a meeting on Thursday, 11 o'clock, a few days ago. You know, where the government house. Hope Uzodema instructed all the security agencies to look for IPOB where they're holding meetings in Imo State and arrest them, because the Janjaweed now wants to come in full force. That's what they're planning to do in Imo State. Exactly what Okowa did. Because tomorrow, Okowa will leave office. And I'm telling you, he's an elder statesman. I love Delta State. Ifan Okowa is a bad man. Ifan Okowa, he should be held responsible for what the Janjaweed are doing in Delta. Ifan Okowa and some traditional rulers are to be held responsible. Let us listen to Odejinjim, that if not, I would have said, leave them. Let the Janjaweed overrun us. Then our eyes will open. You know, yeah? You know, we are doing sense. You know, Igbo man is full of sense, village sense, stupid sense. They think they are that smart. So foolish. You see, Igbo man, he thinks he's smart. Oh, I'm in America, I'm in abroad, I'm smart. You are foolish. This is the man that is making it possible for us to even think twice. If not, I will let them come and slaughter your village.
Let me see you wear out your stupid shirt, go to a meeting in America, they'll ask you where you come from. And shame will cover your face. You are in America enjoying what a white man suffered and built. Built. You are enjoying it. Save your own land, you cannot. Tomorrow, when they deport you, start complaining. Save your own people, you cannot do it. Let us listen to Lamentation. But that's why I'm even talking to them. Nah, useless set of people. Let us listen.
Good morning, all. This is a security message, please.
Oh, this is a, sorry. This is the security message that's been spreading everywhere. Some of them got it from America. Oh, please, my brother, what are we going to do about it? Please, they said that they passed my village now. That was idiots. I was telling in 2015 that foreigners are coming. They are laughing at me. What is this scam? Oh, he's fighting Nigeria. He's a fraudster. Who did he defraud? He is fighting Nigeria. He's a 419. Who did he 419? He wants to bring Biafra. Eh, well. Are you tired now listening to gossip? Let me give you news from your village. So your eyes will open.
Security message.
Listen.
No basic schools.
No. Why do you think keep jumping? Why?
Good morning, all. This is a security message, please. It's a security message. I had this phone call last night. I discussed with my friend. We do have chat now and then.
Listen.
But last night he called me by himself. We were talking. And I was asking him about this Fulanese trooping down to south, south east, southwest, everywhere. And he was laughing. He said, listen. He's an Hausa guy. He said, listen. He will not deceive me that Nigeria is gone.
Listen.
Nigeria is gone. They're just waiting for the first person just to get the shot out first. And everything will be blown off. This is a security warning. Please help me to spread this message everywhere. This message is for Southeast, Southwest, South people. If they want to take it, they take it. If they don't want, they can leave it. I am not in Nigeria. But I'm praying that our people will wake up. Please, the evils are being surrounded.
Are you listening?
The Southeast, South, Southwest, they are being surrounded by Fulanese. By Fulanese. This is what this guy practically told me. All these people that they are deporting down south, south, southeast, southwest, they are not Almajiris.
Are you listening?
These are mercenaries. These are Fulani mercenaries. They are not Almajiris. And the people that are stopping them on the border, please try and search those bags they are carrying. Most of them, they contain ammunition. Even though they are not all ammunition, but some of them, this is what the guy said, all those cows and beans and what they are bringing is not what they are coming in for. They are using it for covering up. He told me, imagine that these people, they are all going to live in the bush.
In the bush.
So, when the strike came up, where are you running to? You are running into the bush.
And they'll kill you then.
These people are in the bush.
Hold on, man. Full on, man.
We are done. Our southeast, southwest, south governors and the politicians, they are so blinded with money.
Money. Every governor is money. Loot. Money.
The governor of Imo State, Uzodimba, this man is a threat to Igbo land. This man is a danger to Eastern State.
Hope Uzodimba is worse than anything ever before. Hope Uzodimba, evil.
He has paid Fulani 8 million naira for their cow that was killed or missing. How much did he pay to the indigenous that lost their crops and everything? Nothing. translate him to God. Because as soon as you try it, these are the people that will strike up the court.
Judges are taking SUV from opposite Denmark. Are you listening? Are you listening to what is happening in our land? Are you listening? Who pulls out him, man? Who pulls out him, man? I hope now his village will not call him to order. His village now will not call him to order unto the Mosul. When we start now, they'll say, hey, look at them. Now the whole Puzarema is paying our own, oh my goodness, paying Alamajiri 8 million. All our businesses destroyed in the north. Nobody paid us a dime. Do you see what's happening? When I say don't vote, do you see? All those idiots intellectualizing on Facebook, those Facebook intellectuals, and they are good. Where are they now? You see your intellectual? You see where we are today? You see the type of idiots they put there for you? Have you seen it? Are your eyes now open? You know, we see what they cannot see. That's an alarm from somebody. But they're in America. They are a beautiful village in Virginia. So maybe those around Arizona, they'll go and build, if you're from Olu, you go and build a Umwaka village. So that when once the Fulanis occupy our villages, you now take your children to Las Vegas to go and see what Umwaka village should have looked like. And you're wearing a red cap going to Igbo meetings in America. Hey! Ow! You people have no conscience. You have no soul. Do you see why whites always colonize black people? Do you see the way you reason? Because everything we need is in America. It's in the U.S. They have it. It's in the U.S. They don't need to do much. But they won't do it. Because they're in a land built by Oyibo, who decorated very well. Destructive individualism. Destructive. May the Lord have mercy upon your darkened souls. Let us hear what is happening. Where is this? I can't see it anymore. I thought I had Ode. I thought I had Ode Jim here, but it seems to me that I can no longer find him. I can't find him anymore. I can't find him. I thought his lamentations were here, but for some reason I can no longer find him. What is Ode Jim's lamentation? I wanted to play it. Let me see. I can't. It's not coming out. I will try and see what I can do to get it to come. We are live on Radar. It is now exactly 9 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. 9 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. We are trying the best we can to get this to work. Listen.
Everywhere.
Unbelievable.
drunk of drunk animals. They kill us. Yes, we did something. That is Odejinjin, lamentation. I'm playing it for those in America to listen. This is the ancient way we lament in those days. Apparently. They don't cough, they don't wear face mask in the north. They bring them down. If you don't wear face mask in Biafra, they kill you. They kill you. And your brothers are in America eating hamburger, eating pizza, eating, having, eat as much as you like. And their people are dying in the villages. It will never occur to them. Because when they look around, their own children are in good schools. They live in good houses. That is the difference between other people and black people in Africa. That is the truth. So we have our own faults as well. Igbos, they have their own faults. And I don't pity anybody, I tell them. Yoruba must learn from this. I don't pity anybody. If you do wrong, I will tell you. If you do right, I will tell you. Do you see that somebody is lamenting? This lamentation from Odejinjima, I played it. I played it for those in America to hear. That their foolishness, their selfishness is turning into foolishness. And of course, they don't want to come home. They're no longer coming home, so they don't care. Can't kill all the people in the village. It's not their business. Elohim will provide for us. IPOB will defend our land, of course. And that is Yoruba. You know, as we are doing, look at what we did in Opanam. Yoruba turned us immediately. Hey, they want to drive away Fulani from here. There's another video. I'm going to publish it tomorrow, but please, tune us tonight to put it on my page. Get to Amaka, put it on my page. You will see what the Fulanis are doing. Scaling the fence. I don't even know. It's not robbery. They want to kill. Watch it and see what is happening. Watch it and see what is happening in our land. You will see what they are doing to us. And some people are there talking about one Nigeria. Hope Usodema is there giving them 8 million. They are being locked down. You don't know the mess we are in. Some of you don't know. There was a vision an evangelist saw many years ago, Evangelist Wongo, that is her name. She saw a vision. She rang me and she told me. She said to me, I saw Biafra coming, but there was too much bloodshed. She told me this thing in the year 2017. I said, let us pray that it will not happen. But it is now happening, isn't it? They have come. And many will die. I'm sorry to say this. Next time, when a prophet comes from God, you listen. When a prophet comes from Elohim, you'll be forced to listen. Next time, in your next life. Everywhere. I saw for a settlement in Abia. I couldn't believe it. I'll post the video tomorrow morning. I saw a settlement in Abia State. Eh? Oh! Hey, hey, hey. Fulani. All that the government care about is money. Their kids are abroad. They keep what they're doing with all these billions they're accumulating, I have no idea. They can't defend their land. Our people who are in the U.S., nothing. Those in Canada, nothing. Nothing! And when I meet you in America or Canada, you want to identify with IPOB, you want to identify with me. You want to say you are Igbo or you are Biafra. You're interested. They have come on. That thing I told you that time. Remember that thing I told you? It has happened now. They have come. You heard the security report. You heard Odejinjim lamenting. What other proof do you need? Odejinjim doesn't lie. Oh, that's in the matter that we are saying. On our God for, he doesn't lie. Watch in a cup. the first group he mentioned was IPOB. Because they know we love our people. We are the only ones dying for our people. We've been fighting in Ebonyi now for how many months? We fought Fulani in Anam. Because of Ifeanyi Okorwa, we could not meet them very well in Delta. Ifeanyi Okorwa connived with a Fulani police commissioner to arrest those defending Delta, IPOB, to arrest IPOB defending Delta, to give Fulani a straight run into our communities. And you're telling me. In fact, what we need to do is, once you see Fulani in your village, point them to the houses of those who are living abroad. That's the best thing to do. Direct them to their houses. Let them attack their houses first. So they wake up. Because they're foolish. And the governors. And tomorrow now, some will be talking rubbish. You see that, Your Excellency? Have you seen what they're doing to us? Please, Chinasa, give it to Amaka to post. I want them to work. They are scaling the fence to go into our homes. It's very sad. It's very, very sad. Very, very sad, I'm telling you. And do you know why they succeeded in doing this? That time that the dead Buhari was alive, they appointed everybody. The head of executive is a Fulani. Even now, legislature is Fulani. Judiciary is Fulani. Defense Fulani, Army Fulani, Police Fulani, NSA, DSS, NIA, Defense Military Intelligence, DMI, DIA, Directorate of Intelligence Agency, NPC, NCS, DS, everything Northern Muslim. Northern Muslim. So they have cornered everywhere. They have cornered everywhere. You run to police station, you meet Hafiz Dinua. He is Fulani. His job is to protect the terrorists. You go to the nearest army barracks, the commandant is Fulani. You from Abuja, in Abuja is Fulani. Where are you going to then? You go to the FCC, Fulani. And who supported them? Yoruba media. Yoruba media. Yoruba media. Yoruba. Hey. Otio. Only Yoruba. Yoruba media. Yoruba media. Unbelievable. What they now do very cleverly. Some of you keep falling for the rubbish. I see some of you. You go and join those useless Yoruba groups. And afterwards they're insulting you. There are good Yoruba groups to join. There is one young man called Maid, who I think is talking very well. Professor Akintola, continues to speak very well. But if you want Yorubas to listen to, go and listen to those people. Professor Akintola is speaking very well. That Maid is speaking very well. There are Yorubas agitating for Oduduwa. Go and join them. Leave all those useless people. Leave them. Come out of their page. We are the ones holding them. Come out of their page. Disengage from them. Go and join the serious Yorubas. They are serious Yoruba people agitating for freedom. Go and join their groups if you want to chat. Leave all those idiotic groups. I saw one that was insulting all of you. All of you idiots. Following them. You are Biafran, you are in a group founded by a useless woman. I don't know what you're doing there. What are you doing there? Are you looking for a Yoruba girl to marry or what? What are you doing there? I'm asking you. What are you looking for? Freedom we're looking for? Are you looking for a Yoruba girl to marry in those useless groups? What are you doing there? Get away from there, please. And join the serious Yoruba people who are campaigning for Oduduwa. They are the ones you should join. They are the ones you should join. Today, our enemies have come. I must say it, as I've said before, some Igbo people, I won't say all, because IPOB is still afloat and we're still functioning, are naturally stingy and destructively individualistic. It's too much grammar, but I have to say it. That was why we lost the war. I want those stingy burger eating a filet in Los Angeles that Fulani people were coming to kill us. Some of them were busy listening to gossip. There was a Sabo, as I told you, with the constitution. Sabo with constitution. Sabo with the constitution. I had an opportunity to destroy the banner in Los Angeles. He ran away from Los Angeles. I finished last year in America and I was about to come back. I was in New York. About to come back. I got a call from people that I respect. Professor Joffo, of the president of WIC. That there is this rat that wants to see, that wants to discuss. They want to talk to me and this very idiot. That I should try and come. Dr. Keke rang me and spoke to me. Dr. Keke in Houston. A man that I respect also. And I said to Dr. Keke and Professor Joffo, since you asked me to come, I will be there. I asked my PA to book a ticket first to go back to Houston, Texas. He booked the ticket. I phoned Professor Joffo to confirm that I'm coming, and also told Dr. Keke that I'm coming. Do you know, before we could pack our things to start going to Houston, I got a message back that the rat is no longer coming. He ran away because I wanted to destroy him in front of respectable women in Houston. I wanted to rip him to pieces with facts and figures. The idiot ran away. And when he went about gossiping, he gossips to one of our brothers, Okechukwu. You know Okechukwu that does very good broadcast as well. Okechukwu is sound. He gossiped to Okechukwu about me. I gave Okechukwu all the details. Okechukwu said, I said, look at it. This is the correspondence between me and WIC. The idiot is still gossiping, no? And when he comes to gossip to you, he will not tell you that respectable women are having the meeting face to face in Houston. And he declined. He ran away. He asked for the meeting. And last week he ran away. Now you understand how they operate. If they see me, they run away. Behind my back, they are yapping. Like Okoko. When they see me face to face, they disappear. Ask WIC. Ask Dr. Keke in Houston. They will tell you. Don't take my word for it. Ask Professor Joffo. They will tell you. They love gossiping. And I am their antidote. I am. New Nigeria Movement, or MMM, more like Ndara Mwandoshi, walking for the zoo without shame. And those that are gossiping, you don't even ask them. Look at the idiots walking with a Wazlik. Look at Wazlik. Nobody does him anywhere in the world. Once in a while, you concoct a story and give to the media to write. They say, Nambekan, you're a coward, come back. When I was back home, where were you? Where were you? I will come into a world where we close down, unannounced. I was coming back from Benjamin Madubuogo's house. I was passing only through away. Owerewe was shut down because another camp was passing through. Only passing. When I went to see the traditional prime minister in Owerewe, did you watch the video? I was in front of Rochaso, Abuawosa's government house. Did you watch the video? Mokoko, you gossip to your media. Where were you? When I wanted to see how Biafra is going to come, not through deception and lies and gossip. I was in Owerri. Policemen were struggling to take pictures with me. Army people were struggling to take pictures with me so they can show their children that they saw Nambekan. They're talking rubbish. There are only three places for a freedom fighter in this world. In the grave, in prison, or in exile. If you are the leader of a freedom fighting movement and you are in the country you are fighting, you are not in prison, you are not in the grave, you are not a freedom fighter. Go and ask anywhere in the world. Ordinary Catalonia. Spain practices democracy. The leader of Catalonia is in Germany on exile. Wole Soyinka went on exile. Tinubu, Bola Ahmed Tinubu went on exile. Prophet Muhammad went on exile. Jesus Christ went on exile. Moses went on exile. But you see, you remember that. They do the three states. To make the spirit of IPOB to be dampened during the work of Lucifer. Tell them. Yoruba will not tell you that, but Wole Soyinka went on exile as well, as Nnamdi Kanu has done now. Yoruba media will never tell you Bola Ahmed Tinubu was on exile. They won't tell you because they're evil. Very, very evil. I was in nowhere. I was passing on it. I didn't stop. The crowd was unbelievable. I went to Gulobia, there was no space. I went to Obibo, there was one of New Water for 8 hours after I left. When I come this time around, what do you think is going to happen? Even Yoruba will leave Lagos and Chatalogs, Rosbos, to come to Biafra to see me. You ain't even watching it. We must continue. The time now is nearly 9:30 p.m. in Biafra land, 9:28 to be exact and precise. I'm preaching the gospel of heaven. Heaven gave me a message, and that's what I'm doing. I'm sorry if you are over 2 hours. If you want me to stop, I will stop. If you want me to stop, I will stop. But heaven gave me a message. And that's what I'm delivering. My goodness. Somebody is asking for map. Somebody is asking for map again this night. Map. Hell. After all I said, he wants map on a piece of paper. Hey, what? Unbelievable. Igbo people are stingy. That is the truth. No Igbo man will bring out 1 million to fund the defense of Biafra land this month. None of them will do it. None. Not in this life. Oh. Never. Never. All they do is to connive with your brother. Let's look for something I write about him and become a very sad people. The award. Igbo governors and all, even Ike Kweremadu. These are the people that bribed. If IPOB was on the ground, they think this would have happened. When Niawodo was busy planning to kill me with Ike Kweremadu and Igbo governors, did they think that the Fulanis will come? The Fulanis have come now, isn't it? Potadike Kebu, Niedike Potato Zemedikeno. I said, the judge is confirmed. This night. They wanted me dead. These are the idiots that proscribed IPOB. We connived with the Janjaweed to proscribe IPOB. Today, he came ago. Something that requires men has happened. But they proscribed their own people. They proscribed them. But the foreigners that have been doing the killing, they didn't proscribe them. No. Fulani governors cannot proscribe them. It is your own governors that did. And some of you will still call them excellency tomorrow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hope was on him. I paid them 8 million. I told Hope, Mbisa will not pay. Pay that money as he did. Only to be planning against IPOB. On Thursday, 11 o'clock Thursday, he was planning against IPOB. Not knowing that we know. Are you people aware that the Chinese have, that Fulani have offered the Chinese people all the airports in the zoo? Are you aware? It's breaking news. You don't know that? Do you know that they have used all the airports in Nigeria to bribe to bribe Chinese? Welcome to Janja with governance. All of you will regret it. You see this APC regime? Hey, you don't know what you're in for. You don't know. Saboteurs are everywhere. If you want to know who the traitors are in our land, the collaborators, Nyanwodo Zohanaeze, number one. Number two are your governors. Number two. Number three are some of the politicians. Those based in Lagos and in Abuja. Those that attended the Nikilek Resort meeting. Are you aware of that? And some traditional rulers. You know, remember on Wednesday I told you about one Igwe Vobunike. His name is Umenyora. That man will rot in hell. Who will dig up his grave and cut off his head. That man is evil. He was the one that gave Fulani land in Anambra. And you know how stupid we are. Today, was it yesterday? Femi Adesina said that President Buhari mourns Igwe Umenyora, the Igwe of the Fulani in Obunike. Do you see what is happening? Do you see what they're doing to our land? These are the elders. The elders, respect your elders. Respect. You see what they're doing? As we say, where we come from, okay, so now bring energy. These are the elders, man. These are the elders. A holy God of Obunike. Igwe the Fulani. From Obunike. Shame on your Igwe. That's the idiot who made Igwe. He brought Fulani into our land. His PG has taken over. Tell them that we are an idiot. That's what Namikano said. Tell the PG of Obunike that I said that thunder will strike him dead. He's a madman. By giving land to Fulani in this climate. I'm saying so, ladies and gentlemen, here. Igbo of Obunike. And the Inua is now saying, after we must have hit them very hard, it is your traditional rulers who are giving land to Fulani, according to Janjaweed, the police commissioner in Delta. Delta police boss blows hot. Some monarchs collect money, give headmen land to build their camps. Our own traditional rulers. That is what Satan has done to us. To the extent that our own custodians are the ones giving our land to Fulani. For 4 million naira. Only a year. Can you see what these traditional rulers are doing to us? Can all of you now see it? Can you all now bear witness? Can you see it? They are collecting money from Fulani's men and allowing them to build their Janjaweed in our forest. So when they attack us, and all these their camps are always near army barracks, near police station and army barracks, manned by Fulani people who didn't go to school. And somebody is in America eating hamburger and very happy that his land is under occupation. How can we be this wicked to ourselves? How is that possible? How? Why are we supporting evil? Why are we supporting evil? Our own traditionalists, bad. Ohanaeze Ndigbo, bad. Pandef is even worse. Pandef is full of traitors from the war. Who doesn't know that Edwin Clark was a traitor? If you don't know, that means you're a fool. Edwin Clark worked against Jonathan. Go and read it. Edwin Clark now posing as Pandef. That is why anything they say, nobody takes it seriously. Nyawada was knelt down in front of ordinary Tinubu, a dirty, stinking Tinubu, to beg him to make him governor of Imo State. Edwin Clark collected money from the north to castigate Jonathan in 2015. Go and Google it and see it. They have no integrity. None. So Pandef and Ohanaeze are useless as useless as a used tissue. Rubbish. If you're an elder and you want respect, You behave like Abaribe, they will give you respect. Behave like Abaribe, they will respect you. We love giving respect to our elders. But you have to earn it. Look at our less than that one and the ocean. Pandef, useless to the core, all compromised, all of them installed by Fulani, all of them are Fulani errand boys, all of them. Even those are Japanese, Fulani errand boys. That's who they are. Useless. What I keep asking myself is, how is it possible that Janja with the Fulani, smelly cattle headers, without class, no class whatsoever. How did they manage to convince all of you, oh, Haneze, you say you have PhD? How did they, is it because there is this envy you have inside you? Or jealousy? How, sometimes I wonder, what did they tell people self to convince you to work against your own people? What did they tell you? How did they do it? And even Jeffrey Nyama, what did they tell you? Or maybe they give you one Amina, you know, Fulani, and the other says, go, Fulani, no. How do they do it? That all of you are working for them. The governors are working for them. Everybody's working for them. To enslave you. Hey! When will you people learn Adaka Boro was killed despite working for the North? Adaka Boro was killed. Kensrewiwa was killed, working for the North. Abiola was killed, working for the North. That's all of you see working for them. You people are stupid. Ohaneze at all. Ohaneze ndi beribe. Ohaneze ndi simedi. You people are mad. Insane. Along with the governors. You think all that little change you collected will last forever. You will see. You will see, all of you. Aisha is now the new queen of the jungle. She is now the new queen of the jungle. She wanted control of the villa, now she has it. She has it. And meanwhile, as I warned the middle belt, they are witnessing chaos, isn't it? Things are happening in the middle belt. They are killing in TV land. The same TV they told, Igbo man is your problem. You know, Fulani are very clever. As they came, IPOB is the problem of the Igbos. So that the Igbos can rise up through Ohaneze to proscribe. So that my own flesh and blood in Bayelsa, in Rivers, and everyone is a terrorist group. He's a terrorist. To clear the obstacle. Fulani knows that IPOB is the obstacle. Once we clear IPOB, we can get at you. Now you helped them. They prescribed. They banned. They terrorized. They attacked us terrorists. Now they can come in. Have you seen what you've done to yourself? Adam said you have PhD. You sit down, you PhD holder. What you're sitting down, what you're kneeling down saying, we cannot see standing up. Those children that you gave birth to have seen something that you couldn't see at your age. It's a disgrace. You're not a genuine Igbo man. You are not and can never be. Did you see what is happening now? Can you see what is happening now? Are your eyes now open? Have you seen why there was IPOB? Those complaining from the coastal region, in Bayelsa, in Rivers, in Crossland, in Akwaibom. Have you seen why you need IPOB? Have you now seen it? And those idiots issuing statements. Well, we don't want you to include here as your father. See how foolish you are. You are doing exactly what the Hausas did. The kings. And they were taken over, swallowed by the Fulani. Everybody have done this rubbish in the North. And they were swallowed. They have lost their arm. In the Lord, they will lose their head soon. That is a mistake you idiots are making. Because you don't know the history. because you know nothing about history, because you don't know who the plan is. And we know. IPOB, we know them very well, and they know that we know who they are. That's why they're afraid of us. Press release is easy. Any idiot can write anything. We don't want to hear our land, though. Idiot. Fools. You have no brain. God put on him was a Yahoo Yahoo boy. Before our eyes, from number 4 to number 1, they surrounded him with army and police. They gave him a rope. They used to tie cattle in government house, and he took from them. Gave them land. Do as you wish. Because he wants money and influence. Exactly what the white man did to you when they gave you warrant chief. That left Chief Okoro to overstep his marks. That led our mothers to protest in Abba in 1929. The name of the warrant chief is Chief Okoro. If you don't know, let me tell you. Some of you don't know history, do you? I don't know. That's why Britain hated us so badly. After 1929. Then 1947 in Enugu, coal riots. They said, what is wrong with these niggers? Who are these people? They said to Fulani, okay, I'll give you an idea. Make sure how you deal with them. We are here to support you. And they're making mouth. Our soldiers. Did Nigeria fight any war? Britain fought for you with Russia and Egypt. Did you fight any war? With Kawolo scheming in his food blockage, or blockade, as you say. Food blockages and overall total blockade of Biafra land. Yoruba, have you improved? After Awolo, we helped them to kill 5 million Biafrans. Yoruba, are your lives better today? Why don't you learn? Why don't you learn from history that treachery and betrayal never pays? Never pays. Facebook can do whatever they like. People are listening all over the world. Not just what is Facebook. People are on the app. People are listening on many platforms. They can go to hell. They can go to hell. The war is at our doorstep. What are we going to do? If you know anybody in America, World War Congress, uniform. You know, I say uniform. Write to them in America and ask them. That's why God sent them to America. Chukwuoke Gabbiam sent them there to go and make money to defend our land and like this. They are busy eating hamburger. This is maybe. Let me end this program, please. They were not listening. Elohim has been very faithful to us and very kind. And IPOB will do all it can to defend our land. We can only fight what we have. Without your help, we cannot win this very war. Because the war has come. And IPOB is ready anytime, any day. You know what to do. I won't tell you. Our lines are open. All of you have our numbers. You know what to do. You know those to meet. Don't come to me. I'll give you the company. You go to them. Even if you say, then we start to match. But asking IPOB, listen IPOB, you proscribe, you ban, you kill. He said, how? Oh, the army. Betrayal never pays. Never pays. I wanted to take some questions this evening. I said it would be interactive. But please, don't call. Just write your questions on WhatsApp. I gave you the number before. Write your questions. I will take them. I will take them before we close. I want to take some questions live on air. Ask me questions. Let me see. Who is this very person? What is your name? Did you write your name here? Uche Oba. I'm from Ariamelu. Ariamelu in Ikuano Abia. I'm IPOB, if I remember, in Moscow, Russia. Russia is not performing. Russia IPOB is not performing very well. They are very weak. Very weak. He said, he's on a question. I said, I'm pleading if we can start preparation for men overseas to defend our land. We have men on the ground already. People know what to do. You know, it's as simple as that. It's the saying that will come from.
You people know what to do. They should do it. They know how to contact us. Contact us. Then you see what we are going to do. It's as simple as that. Somebody is asking, Osaka Abe is there from Abuja. What are the international community doing? You have not helped yourself. You want the international community to help you. How is that possible? Your brother who is living in America, I am meeting a senator to help us. And the senator is asking me, but isn't that Dr. Okoye from Biafra? I said, yes, Senator, Dr. Okoye is from Biafra. He said, why is he approaching me? Why are you coming from London to meet me? So they know what to do. You need to help yourself first. Before the international... Hey, messages are carried, I can't command them. Hey, too many messages. This one is from Ukraine. His name is Kai from Ukraine. I think the problem of Almighty is a distraction. Okay, which is very correct. You're very smart. This guy from Ukraine. The ones that Odetinjim is crying about are coming with their prayer on the road. But the main army, they are marching inside the bushes. And he's right. While our people are eating hamburger in America. Isn't that funny? And Ahmad is coming with Gomoro Dangote trailer. Our own brothers are in America eating hamburger. Hey, Nibo on a sense. Say Nibo by the sense. Unbelievable. Hey, Sensei Kamala, hello. I'm very, very sad. I have a question. What is your question? What is it? Can you imagine? Somebody is asking me, what is the way forward? I have been on air now for how many hours? Nearly 3 hours. And that's what you're asking me. What is the way forward? Oh no, what are you doing? If you can't make out what I'm saying all this while, then how can we redeem you? Chisholm is from Benin. Is there going to be a program on 30th of May? Of course, there's a program. We are going to remember our dead candle live vigil in the middle of the night. We are going to read the whole of the psalm. 3 days fasting, 27, 28, and 29, and 30th as well. Morning, and then we break our fast 12 noon on 30th of May. We must honor them. They died for us. We must honor them. This is Chidi Oba. You are residing in Akwa Ibom. Akwa Ibom says IPOB is collapsing. I don't think so, but we'll find out. Due to power tussle. Hey! Hey, Wom. Akwa Sabega Akwa Biko Bises Akwa Iswego. This one Akwa Bede Akwa Akwa Iswego. Power tussle in Akwa Ibom. We have not started and it's power tussle. Hey, we'll try and fix that. Somebody is writing to us from Swaziland. Is a single account, and there's no account number will be announced anymore. If you know how to contact IPOB, you contact us, we'll tell you what to do. No account number announcement, no soliciting for funds on air. You are in Swaziland. Iketuku in Swaziland, start an IPOB family in Swaziland. Start one immediately. A lot of people wrote to me, and I promised them an account number tonight. There are people in Malawi. They are asking how to join the IPOB family in Malawi. Those of them in Venezuela. There is somebody from Kazakhstan. He wants to join IPOB family in Kazakhstan. We have our people in Tanzania. Also in Brazil. All over the world, people want to join IPOB. I will make the number available, please. We did not finalize the inquiry line today. It will be ready before Wednesday. And you will have the number to call, and we will tell you who the coordinator is, where you are. But I'm telling you right now, it is a standing order this very evening. Wherever you are, start an IPOB family. Start an IPOB family. Kennedy Obale is in Benue State in Opoku, residing in Italy. His name is Obale. Ubokolo. In Opoku, the Benue State, residing in Italy.
Buhari is said to have died in London, and a friend of mine said, one is the government. You don't understand, do you? Britain was in on it. How can they give you the certificate? You don't know what it's called, privacy. That is the privacy law. How can you go and ask for the death certificate belonging to somebody else? You will go to jail for that. You will go to jail. Not a very interesting. If Buhari is alive, why did he not join the meeting yesterday of African leaders? If he's alive, why are they? Why did they give you 3 recorded address? And after that, no more. Because the one I used to read for the Gabriel is also gone. He's dead. Why can they not address the people? Where is Osibanjo? Why can't they address people? It is simple common sense. Your teacher cannot teach you that 1 plus 1 is 2, 2 plus 2 is 4, and then ask you what is 1 plus 2, and he also won't have to teach you. Hey! Black people, black. The message is too much. Let's take this one, please. Chief President, he said, our Benin people, not our brothers. Benin, you mean Edo? Edo has a very good monarchy. I respect that very institution a lot. I don't know what the Oba that is there is doing. From the way he's behaving, I don't think he's actually a Benin man. The current Oba in Benin, I don't think he's the correct Oba. I don't think so. Because he said that people should not accept IPOB. That's what he said. I don't think he's a genuine Benin man. I'm just speculating. Because of his behavior. But Benin will be a part of Biafra if they want to. Every part of Biafra will vote to join Biafra. Nothing is by force. Imo will vote, or Imo will vote to join in a referendum. Igede will vote. Idoma will vote. Igala will vote in a referendum. Separately, we will go and ask them, do you want to join, yes or no? Not tomorrow, say somebody forced you. We will also extend that to Benin. Benin will join, but because Benin has a very strong monarchical system, they will be like Monaco in France, so that the upper of Benin remains the paramount ruler in Benin. But there will be a part of Biafra. Efe is one of us. There are many from Benin who are fighting for Biafra, more than even people from the rest of Biafra land. So they will have a vote. We're not forcing anybody. The Ijaw will have a vote. They will vote if they want to be part of the confederation. It is going to be a confederation. Benin will take care of their land. Ishekiri will take care of their land. A confederation. Confederation, please. Confederation. Those asking me for constitution is a confederation. Chimezie Magnus from New Delhi, India. They said, am I aware of IPOB in India is very strong? And we are also in New Delhi. Ask the nearest person you see. They will tell you where IPOB family is. This is from Moluoku Chidebere and Rachi Debere from Anambra. I have no question marks. But I have something to tell you and also to let you know that you... No, I'm not what you call me. I'm only a messenger for Elohim. Eligbezie Moses Zenidendo. A message carrier to make sure that Biafra comes in our time. Nothing more, nothing less. This is from Chidema from Sagana. Sagana, is it literally? I don't know. Onyendu, is it not possible and wise for us to let a Benin State governor disappear from the face of the earth? No, hell no, please. No. No, we cannot. It's not in our place or duty to make anybody disappear, no matter how bad they are. Not at all. Elohim will do his job. Thank you very much. Somebody is... This is...
diadem. I don't know what that is supposed to mean. He said he's from South Korea. A family member in South Korea. What is your question? If USA people fail to do what we want, what are we going to do? They will not come home anymore. They are not from order. Once somebody says they are from the US, they will be kidnapped legally this time around. Yeah. They will fund this very movement. America will fund it. That was why Elohim gave them visa to go to America. Is to fund for this time. And America will fund it. Whether they like it or not. France in America will fund it. They will fund the defense of our land. They must fund it. What are they talking about? So we'll fight and die for them. And they will come. And somebody sent a message. Martin from Enugu, where is your message, Martin? Where is it? Martin, what are you saying? The governors and the senators will pay for their crimes, of course, they will pay. They will face judgment. Near world, they will face judgment, and all of them. They can plan all their life, they are wasting their time. And they know it. They wanted me to die, and I did not die. I did not, and I cannot. And they know it very well. Hey, messages are too much. My goodness. Alozie from Obingwa, living in Dubai. Please, can we get support from neighboring countries? You have not gotten support from your own people in America. You want to get support from Cameroon. Huh? I don't know. What's your reason? Your own people in America want all of you dead. They are living in America. They want everybody dead. So they think that Fulani will kill everybody, so they'll come back and even get more land for their children. That's how stupid they are. That is how stupid they are. Elder, what is your name? Gospel, you are in France. I hope you are in France. They said France is coming up. IPOB in France is coming up. Chinelo, you are writing from Abuja. There is no specification in the Zoo Constitution referencing a referendum, but it doesn't have to be there. I tweeted about this. When Adamawa, where article comes from, joined the Zoo, referendum was not in the Zoo Constitution. It's only born out of necessity. Britain, United Kingdom, has no written constitution, but they gave referendum to Scotland. People should stop saying all these things about referendum. I don't know why I raised my voice. Somebody is tormenting me too. It's America that's stressing me too much. Probably in America is stressing me too much, way too much. The time now is approximately 10 p.m. in the blessed land of Biafra, full of imagination. And we have come to the end of our proceedings this very night. You know what to do. We are not children anymore. Put pressure on those in America to do the needful. That was why Elohim sent them there. I thank all of you for listening. And as always, Biafra is our religion. Biafra is my own religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Elohim Chukwokika Biafra Prumihanina is our God. And from me, from here, it is good evening.